Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm thrilled to be back in the great state of Texas, and I'm thrilled to be back at CPAC. CPAC, Matt. The proud patriots here today are the beating heart of the conservative movement. That's true, the beating heart. It all started for me at CPAC, by the way. I don't know if anyone was there a long time ago, but they are incredible, and the job that's been done is unbelievable. You are the loyal defenders of our heritage, our liberty, our culture, our Constitution, and our God-given rights. You never stop fighting for America, and I will never, ever stop fighting for you. Won't happen. Thank you. But let's begin this evening by showing our appreciation to our two wonderful hosts, two incredible people, unbelievable patriots, a family of young ladies that are even more beautiful than they are. I have to say it. They are beautiful. We just took pictures, and it's great to see Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Great job. Great job. Really incredible. Thank you, Matt. Thanks, Mercedes. And let's also show our appreciation to everyone at the American Conservative Union who helps to put this event on. It's an incredible event, including all of the hardworking activists who dedicate their lives to preserving a thing called American freedom. They're incredible people. Thank you, everybody. We're also grateful to be joined by Representatives Ronnie Jackson, my doctor. Dr. Ronnie. Where's Ronnie? Where's Ronnie? He was the White House doctor. He was a great doctor. You know, he was an admiral, a doctor, and now he's a congressman. I said, which is the best? Have you had your choice? And he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. It was so strong and powerful. But he said, I'm the healthiest president that's ever lived. I was the healthiest. I said, I like this guy. I don't know who the hell he is at the time. I said, but I. And he said, I'm going to run for Congress. And there were like 48 people running. I said, Ronnie, you've never done this before. You know, he was a great student at Annapolis, a great everything. Everything he did was great. But he said, I'm going to run. I said, well, let's get you into the runoff. You needed two out of 44. And he made it. And then I said, you know, now we're getting close, Ronnie. And let's get you by the rhino. And we got him by that rhino. And here he is, and he's great. We love you, Ronnie. Great job. Thank you. Another one who's a warrior, and he's a friend of mine, an incredible man, Ralph Norman. Ralph, Congressman. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you. Ralph taught me a lesson. He was in a race, and it was so one-sided that everybody said, we don't have to vote for Ralph. We don't have to vote. He's going to win by a landslide. So maybe we'll just go out to dinner and then we'll go back and watch the results. And so many people didn't vote, but he won. And that was the last time that'll ever happen to Ralph. Right, Ralph? That was a lesson for us all, but he won. He always wins. And Beth Van Dyne, right here in Texas. Right here. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Beth. A man who's really courageous and a really great guy, and he loves Florida and he loves the country, Matt Gaetz. Where's Matt? Where's Matt? I'll tell you, he's always working, and he does indeed fight for all of us. For freedom is what he fights for. Lauren Boebert, I heard you speaking, Lauren. Wow. I heard you speaking. That was something. I said, who the hell is that out there? It was Laura. And she had one of the greatest commercials. She said, yeah, anybody can enter my house. Then she takes out her gun, starts spinning around. But he may not leave the same way. This is her commercial. I said, I don't know who that is, but I love her. That was a long time ago, right? And I can say the same thing for Marjorie Taylor Greene, a real champion. So popular, so popular. Every time we go someplace, they start screaming for you, Marjorie. You know that. Amazing, really amazing. Thank you very much. And you're sitting next to Matt. What a combination those two are. Well, they are something, but they love our country. Congressional candidates. Now, look at this guy. He looks like better than Cary Grant. Do you remember Cary Grant? Today, we don't have Cary Grant. So today, we have Rosie O'Donnell. And we have, what happened to Cary Grant and Clark Gable and Errol Flynn? But we have a guy that looks just as good as them. And he's running, and he's going to win. Bo Hines. Bo, where's Bo? Where is this guy? Hi, Bo. Great football player, too. Great student and a great football player. And Kevin Kiley. Kevin, where's Kevin? Great job, Kevin. A man who's one of the hottest politicians in our country.
Brother Joe.
Hey, Donnie. What's up?
How you doing, my friend?
Not bad, especially since I had a back pain that's just about over. It makes you appreciate life.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I was thinking of you when I had it, because I know you've got back pain, arm trouble, hand and wrist problems. So I said, you know, I bet if all that went away, you would feel like a new man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, got to carry on.
Yo, yeah. Oof. So hello to you and hello to Trump.
Yeah, he spoke at the, he was a keynote speaker today at the, in Dallas, the CPAC in Dallas.
Oh, yeah? CPAC, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, he won the straw vote.
You think he'll run again? He hasn't officially said it, but for all practical purposes, he's laying down hints like people are laying down asphalt, like, you know.
You're right about that.
You know, I wouldn't vote for him again. I wouldn't vote for him.
You wouldn't?
Nope.
Going to vote for whoever the Democrat puts up?
I haven't voted Democrat since, let me see. Last time I actually voted for the, what they call the real president, since Reagan.
Oh.
Oh, talk about the real president. Is Kathy coming tonight, or is she, you know, is she taking care of family business again?
I don't know. I don't know.
When she's not on, I miss her. She's, you know, fun, and she's pleasant, and she doesn't come that often anymore.
No, she's trying. Let me get Pianchi on. 2-5. Well, there's Alabama. 256.
Hey, that's probably Daniel.
Daniel, is that you?
Just call me Ric Flair. Woo!
Oh, Ric Flair, huh? Is that because you've got information or because you're trying to take over for wrestling?
Let me get Lori.
Not the wrestling at all.
Oh, okay.
How you doing, Lori Ann?
Lori Ann. Hey, Laura.
Howdy doody doo.
Tack-a-doodle-doo.
Hello.
To you too.
Hey, Bianchi. Hey, Joe.
Mr. Bianchi.
What's
how
up?
You doing?
Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
I'm voting for Trump. I'm voting for Trump early and often.
I believe early and often.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm going to do the mail-in ballot this year. I'm joking.
Oh, I'm glad of that.
Yeah, they get multiplied.
Yeah, they do. Down there in Alabama.
Yeah,
see.
or you can go around all your neighbors and collect their ballots and offer to mail it for them, too, while you're at it.
I've got a couple of nursing homes I need to stop off at. Yeah. I've got it covered this year.
That's right. We all got aunts and uncles in all the nursing homes.
There you go.
That's right. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Still
the Democrats.
2,000 mules has been over. It's about as definitive as you want, and no probe.
No nothing.
Because they know they can't disprove it.
Yeah.
Well, they want to admit, people want to admit to the truth up there. They stuck them in the damn face.
No, you're right.
Ooh, what's that? Oh, did you hear about poor Alex Jones?
$4 million?
Yeah.
No. The $4 million, you're right. But worse, the other judgment came down. $49 million.
$49 million?
Yeah.
In Texas? I think that's over and above what they can get.
He should appeal that. The judge wouldn't let him use certain words in his testimony. What kind of crap is that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mess. I watched some of that. It was terrible.
Oh, yeah?
But I think there's a limit. There's a ceiling on what they can get, they can get from Alex Jones. They can make it anything they want, $100 million. But I think they can only get $5, $4, $6 million.
Oh,
something
yeah?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
I believe.
But even that's too much. If he gets, let's say, $5 million from this and the $4.9 million that he has to pay for the other damages,
yeah,
that's still $8 million. Even $1 million bucks.
Plus lawyer fees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this whole thing's been a train wreck for him.
That's gonna do a train of suits on a whole lot of other stuff that is similar. It may not be a similar incident, but people talk about things that didn't happen. What are you gonna do, sue?
Yeah, and you know they're talking about how it affected these poor people. And when did they wait over 2 years to file suit if they were hurt by this? They weren't hurt until the Democrat lawyers said, hey, you guys are hurt, let's sue Alex Jones.
How do they prove that anyway? I mean, defamation. I mean, how do they prove that these people were defamed? They weren't famous to begin with until Sandy Hook. So how could their reputation, which never existed, be defamed?
I don't know. But he couldn't bring out anything. I mean, that judge, you could tell that judge was against Alex Jones all the way.
I know. She was brutal.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm sure they can appeal this.
You know what? That's right. Because you can only appeal not because you lose, but because some kind of judicial process was circumvented. And the way started it out. Who knows?
Like it was with, what was his name, Oliver Stone, with that judge Sullivan that wouldn't let something go down. I can't remember exactly. But
hey, Daniel, is your mother coming on tonight, or is the poor woman, you know, still tuck it out?
Oh, is that right, Dan?
I'm here. I had to do some shit. What now? What did you say? I'm sorry.
I was asking if your mother was going to come on tonight or if she's, you know, tuck it out.
I talked to her earlier, and she's probably listening right now. And as soon as they, you know, are able to change me, Ma, and get her fed, she'll get on.
Good, because I got something to say to her about what she said about a particular person last week.
Okay.
I might have to talk to her in the green room before I expose this, because she may not want me to reveal this.
Oh. Was it one of those late night talks or something?
No, it was, you know, just plain old simple banter, but I think she revealed something. But I'll have to clarify it when I talk to her.
Yeah.
Donnie, how do you like the way DeSantis fired that prosecutor?
I love it. I love it. That was awesome. I got a chubby. It was wonderful. About damn time.
Fired him. He sent down the police to remove him.
He sent the police down?
Yeah.
Took him out in handcuffs, huh?
I don't know if you had him handcuffed.
No, they escorted him out of the building. Yeah. They escorted.
That's the way it should go. It's a lot of other ones out there. That Kim Fox in Cook County, Illinois, she's got the staff member that's writing resignation letters, and they saying that they can't. This woman is just crazy.
Wow.
Hell, a mouth as big as the Grand Canyon. You ever see a smile?
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? Joey Brown. Remember him?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, fuck.
And there's a female, too. Canova? I forget her first
Canova.
Name. Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a female comedian?
Well, yeah, she did comedic work in these movies. But she had the widest mouth I've ever seen.
Isn't she
had a wrap from ear to ear.
Yeah.
Canova. Isn't Canova the name of the producer of the old Johnny
Carson?
Johnny Fox show?
No.
No?
No. Okay. No. It was D. Covita or something like that. It was a D. something.
Okay.
Covita. Something. Mm. Oh, that was nice.
Well, you know how to do it, Donnie.
Yeah.
I see what Kansas City, not Kansas City, but state of Kansas came up with a pro-abortion bill.
You know
what should come out of that? These church groups like the Southern Baptists should boycott the state. In other organizations that's pro-life, they should boycott the state. Isn't that the way that it goes the other way?
It didn't.
What did
it passed by a long shot. I mean, I was surprised. I was surprised it passed at all, but by the margin, it was huge.
Well, that's okay. I don't have no problem with that myself. But those that are against that, they got to do Kansas the way that the odds was turned on them, like the NBA. They refused to talk about they wasn't going to play any All-Star game because of voter reform. Look what the Major League Baseball moved their All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado because of the voter reform that was implemented by Georgia legislature. Well, hell, let's do the same thing to Kansas and these other states. And you know, the good thing about this is the next legislative body may reverse that. That's the way it should be. Leave it up to the states.
Yeah. That's the way it should have been in the first place.
That's right.
It was left up to the states, but the states the state electoral commission of those four swing states, they decided to take matters into their own hands and change the laws for mail-in ballots and absentee ballots, and the state legislatures didn't do a goddamn thing about it. So as far as I'm concerned, they're both complicit in it.
The state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania ruled against what was going on with mail-in ballots, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Just like Mississippi's Supreme Court ruling against the lottery, you know, the people voted for it, they ruled against it. So what's the point in voting?
I knew Wisconsin Supreme Court also. I don't know about Pennsylvania, but
why did they rule against the lottery, Daniel?
I have no idea.
I tell you one thing, in cases when they did initially sell the lottery saying that the money was going to go for schools, what they done is that money that was already coming out of general revenue, they cut that off and went to relying on the proceeds from lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Dirty money, it's mob money anyways.
Our lotto was supposed to go to schools and they started closing schools a month early because they ran out of money. And where's the lottery money? Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't understand that. I don't understand. Maybe somebody can explain it. Why even let the general public, the constituents, vote the people? Why let them vote when it can be reversed by either the Supreme Court or, I believe, California, when gay marriage came up, California voted it down 52-48. They did not want gay marriage, and this was like 8 years ago, 10 years ago maybe. But their state legislature went against the people and said, it's law, they can get married. I don't understand that.
Well, I think the state legislature is getting bought off by Soros, myself.
But why are they even able to do that, to go against the people?
Because the people initially let them go. The people should get rid of them through the ballot or recalling. It's been like close to 200 recalls throughout the state of California between 2021 and up to this period in 2022. You just don't hear about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got one going on right now.
Oh, really?
Mayor of L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Whatever happened to Newsom?
Newsom is...
He's a showboating.
No, my
God. He got this Vitalis hairdo.
He wants to be... he wants to run for president. I bet he does. You watch and see.
I got so much dirt on him.
If he does, God. I bet you he'll be the Democratic poster boy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Pretty boy against whoever runs against him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's the most successful Democratic governor in the United States? It's him. He's ruining California like you've never seen him ruin before. So,
yeah.
Yep.
He's doing the job of the Democrats.
If that's what they want, that's what they get. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Say Whitmer would be a close second, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was supposed to have been recalled, but then what happened?
She got kidnapped.
Yeah, by the FBI.
Yeah,
the FBI. 3 out of 4, though, they threw it out. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, talk about FBI infiltration and, of course, Epps. Did you hear about the sentence that poor guy got? He was there on the grounds. I don't even know if he went in. He got what? 15 years? 20 years?
What?
Some outrageous sentence just for being up on the steps, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was 15.
15 years?
Mm. Yeah, I believe it was. This whole thing's been a mess. I mean, it's been one way all the way. These people have been in jail for misdemeanors since sometime in February.
And some of them in solitary confinement, too.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, me and Mama were talking about the whole protesting thing, just like countries like France and England and all of them, you know, they get together. And we got to talking, the United States, you know, we are so spread out. I mean, just look at us on the talk show, how spread out we are. You know, if our deal was to go to Washington and protest to get everybody from California and Alabama and Louisiana, I mean, that's a long drive. These other countries like England and France, now you drive a couple hours, everybody's in Paris, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard for us to do the everybody show up protest thing.
Yeah.
Even though it may be what we need to do, you know, call the militia up first anyways, but
Well, the truckers tried to do it, but the truckers.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to I don't know if he was one of the founding members, but one of the important members of the Freedom Convoy that went to Ottawa. And he says that he, for all practical purposes, the convoys, the truckers, that's a dead movement. You know, everybody wants to be the boss, and nobody wants to coordinate anything, and it's a bunch of shit.
Well, Canada, too, you know, is so, a lot of it's so spread out. It takes so long to get there. I'm not saying distance should stop you from doing it, but, I mean, at times it does, you know. That goes for anything.
Yeah, and they don't have to do it all in one place either. I mean, not only did they do the Ottawa thing, that was a Freedom Convoy, but they were planning on circling D.C., and I'm not sure if they did it or not, but no, you don't hear about it, and there's no more splash about it, and it was inspiring people. I mean, if they had it in D.C., then they could have had it in Detroit, in L.A., New York.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
There's trucks all over the place. Everybody could have done. But then again, I don't blame them, because over there in Ottawa, what did Trudeau do? He sent in the troops, called cops.
Froze their accounts.
Froze their accounts, took their children, smashed their teeth down their throat, and stole their gas.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, when it comes to the D.C. one, they did circle D.C. for a few days, but they were prevented from going into to the areas, you know, by the White House and the whole deal.
Inside
so
the
they had to stay out a certain distance, but they did circle, and you just didn't hardly see any coverage of it at all, unless you were, you know, looking for it on, you know, various social media or, you know, not on YouTube or whatever, you know. So you had to really go looking for it. But they did do several rounds of circling it. But, you know, it is pretty expensive to do it. And, you know, I think Joe is right. The time has passed. Especially with gas prices so high, you know, how the fuck can anybody afford to, you know, be driving around, really? And so I think that when it comes to protesting, we, you know, that's the push to do it in major cities, you know, but the coordination effort needs to take place where you're going to have a massive nationwide protest in every city. It takes coordination, and not everybody can be the boss, you know, and it just goes to show how, you know, it explains how Congress can't get anything useful done, you know.
What do you think about state capitals, Lorianne?
Yeah.
Everybody
like
in the state
capitals
go
and major
state
cities.
Capital.
Yeah.
And we can get some shit done.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, true. Hopefully.
I'm still hearing that there's a probe on Hunter Biden. What is this now, the 14th month that they're probing him?
They keep showing him smoking crack. I don't know.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, I hope they do a probe on me for this long if they ever come after me.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know if they're pushing.
I know
this.
You'll be in the grave before they actually ever charge you with
That's
anything.
That's right. Oh, Jesus.
Mm-mm. He probably is.
And then did he hear about? Go ahead.
I know. Go ahead, Lorianne. That's fine.
Oh, did you hear about Mr. Pelosi?
Yeah.
DUI stuff, yeah, it's going to be dropped. I don't see it going anywhere. And here's the reason why. What I didn't know originally, but I read in an article recently, is that they did not give him his blood test, for alcohol, until 2 hours after he was pulled over or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's why those charges are going to get dropped. And they probably did that deliberately because they know, like, you have to, like, here in Oregon, you have to get your alcohol test within 50 minutes of being pulled over. And the reason why is because if you wait beyond that, then whatever alcohol is in your stomach is now in your bloodstream. So it's going to elevate your blood alcohol level the longer you wait. And so this will get tossed out of court because they waited 2 hours, which I think is on purpose, knowing full well it'll get tossed out of court because they waited too long to do the blood alcohol level test. And by that time, and then he was only like 0.82. And
yeah,
so he has a very strong case for saying, hey, at the time I was driving, my blood alcohol level would have been below the legal limit.
You might be right there, Lorianne. You'd be right. I don't know the law.
That was the plan, and they did that on purpose. They couldn't, like, not detain him or, you know, try to charge him. They couldn't get by with that, but what they could do is deliberately hand him something that'll get those charges tossed, and this is it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
about that woman?
Family? What about the old 90-year-old face who went to Taiwan, which incited China to launch ballistic missiles over Taiwan?
Yeah, she's something, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how about the 25 or senators, GOP senators that are backing her, including McConnell?
What?
They're like, yeah, we're backing her. We're supporting her on this. Yeah. I'm not shitting you.
McConnell,
they're supporting that she went there.
McConnell is dumber than a litter of cat duke.
You ain't lying.
Yep.
That's literally half of the GOP senators that supported her.
If they vote for him to be a leader again.
They're conservatives. Conservatives are for war. They may be for free enterprise and capitalism here at home, but they love war.
Yeah.
What, you don't think the Democrats do?
Sure
Democrats
they do.
Fucking love war, too.
That's where your money's made.
That's why they're allowing all this stuff. That's why they're poking the bears everywhere. They want this. They want World War III in a bad way.
Yep.
The thing I'm concerned about World War III is that I have a vision, or had a vision, when World War III would start. It would be China or Russia versus us in the UK, and the ballistic missiles would go off. And in about a half an hour, the world would be demolished. Now I'm thinking, if they really want World War III, then maybe some nukes will be fired. No nukes in retaliation, but the nukes that land will start the atomic clouds and the atomic winter, and the upper stratosphere currents will take the radioactivity like they did with Chernobyl, and spread it around the world. That would be worse to me. I would rather die in a flash than develop tumors 6 months later.
Yeah.
They'll pick one sorry little country, and that's where, if we go to war, that's where they'll fight it, some little country, and destroy it like they did Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. They don't fight at home.
Well, if you go to war against Russia, you're going to get U.S. cities bombed. Might as well get ready for that.
I don't know.
They ain't going to fight no nuclear war on no country, and they surely ain't going to fight no ground battle.
Any nukes with the superpowers, forget about it.
Does anybody know how many soldiers had to resign because of COVID shots? The
vaccines? Yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
I don't know. I heard quite a few, but
yeah.
Again, I didn't hear a real number.
I'm waiting for the Supreme Court, not SCOTUS, but the Supreme Courts of the states to come down with rulings that this vaccination mandate for the military is unconstitutional. It'd be nice if we got that sometime this century.
Yeah.
Well, they should do the same thing on this deal that Biden is passing, or he's making it easy for women to get abortions. He has no authority to do that. Well, unless you're going to spend money. How are you hell are you going to spend money for that? Well, what about all the thousands of other things that people are going to come say? Well, we need money for it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Hyde Amendment prevented the spending of federal dollars toward abortion, Medicaid dollars toward abortion.
Well, you're right. It's supposed to, we're not supposed to put a dime in it, but we know how that goes.
If women want to have and kill their babies, go ahead.
Yeah. You have to.
If the state says that you can't do it before 20 weeks, we'll go to the next state and let you do it the next, whatever is convenient to you. Either the same people want to limit us, limit conservatives, and 2A writers on magazines, bullets, type of weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's limit some of the things that they like.
Well, you know, Mitch McConnell won't do that. Let's get that straight.
You want to bring this guy from Russia, Briner, was Griner is his name?
Yeah.
What about
name.
The people that's being held in Afghanistan? What about the people that's being held in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Hostages. And you know the funny thing about that, with the people being held in Afghanistan, at the same time, you got cities like St. Louis that's offering refuge to damn near 1,000 Afghan refugees, while Americans are being held in prisons in an Afghan. Now, you tell me ain't something wrong with that picture.
Yeah.
That is the dumbest damn thing you could even think of.
Jeez. Yeah.
You got Americans being held in detainage in Afghanistan since Joe Biden loused up that evacuation with equipment and people, 13 soldiers being killed. And then you're going to bring in damn near 1,000 refugees to one city, that's St. Louis. They ain't putting them in the hood. They're putting them out in Chesterfield.
Chesterfield.
I don't understand it, Donnie.
Well, I don't either. You got political prisoners. I didn't think we'd see that in our country. We're helping a country fight for their borders, and we're letting people just flock into ours. Makes no sense to me.
I anticipated it ever since Bush was the president of the NDAA. That was the purpose of it.
I thought that was Obama. In a something. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. You can't keep up with that. You gotta write notes on that stuff, man.
Yeah. And that's
you try
true.
To keep that in your head, you go things on.
Yep. That's
remember
that.
Donnie when Bush was president, the NDAA
yeah.
and the domestic terrorists and all that kind of good shit?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
After 9/11, yeah, you're right.
Is that the same choice they used on parents going to public school board meetings trying to hold their elected board members accountable? Someplace they got rid of the whole damn board. I forget where that was. Did you hear about that, Donnie?
No, I haven't heard that. Got rid of the whole board. Good for them.
Yeah.
By God. I wish everybody would take notes on that one.
Got rid of the whole board. That's what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I've seen that before in Francis House School District right outside St. Louis. They got rid of the board and the superintendent.
Damn. That's nice. You got to like that. You do have to like that. You screw up, we're taking you all out. You're all in it. Get rid of all of you. Good for them. Boy, it got awful quiet. Everybody's wore out the whole week. Been a rough week.
The weeks aren't getting any better either.
Yeah, so Joey, where were you on Sunday? Missed you on my show. You didn't call in.
Yeah,
I
Joey.
I was calling out for you. And he called in. And I was like, where the fuck is Joe?
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she said that, too. And then V said something, too, and I won't repeat that. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
I'm sure it was a compliment. Like, fucking Joe.
It was a compliment, all right.
Fucking Joe. Yeah, so what's your excuse, buddy?
I don't know. I must have been cheating on you.
Oh,
must
God.
Have been. Must have been. That's all right. Once you cheat on me, then that gives me license to cheat on you. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Open relationship.
Here we go.
Well, you ought to know, Daniel.
Hey. I was blind.
That
was
the first time in a long time that you have called in on my show, Joe.
Yeah,
look,
Joe.
Yeah,
Joe.
Subtle reminders about playing clips and when you're having guests, when you're not having guests. You know, I'm not waiting around for clips.
Damn, Joe.
Tell it like it is.
I didn't really play a whole lot of clips, though. It was mostly top, especially once V called in and Donnie called in. Bianchi called in. So you don't have an excuse.
The talk was about you, Joe.
If I wasn't tuning in, I didn't know that everybody else. Well, it depends on when they tuned in, I guess. But
well,
Clips and me don't get along.
We said, Joe who?
Yep.
You didn't know who in the hell you were. Damn, you're going to be madder in hell when I have to play this Liz Cheney about running for president in 2024.
No.
You are really going to be pissed.
she's running? Fucking bitch.
Well, I don't know. Somebody sent me this. I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, she's probably going to lose her seat, so she's got to run for something else.
Well, she loses her seat. I don't think she's going to run for president. How in the hell can you do that and lose your state?
Constitutional issues.
You see.
And here in Wyoming, you know, we have same-day registration. It is the right of people to register whatever party they want to register as. And my message is one for all Wyomingites. I represent every single person in this state, and I believe that there are thousands and thousands of people across our state who fundamentally understand why it's so important to have somebody who's going to abide by her oath of office.
They might be Democrats who would vote for a Cheney.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable. You said in your Reagan Library speech, men are running the world and it's really not going all that well. Do you think voters here in the U.S. are ready for a woman to run things?
Hell no.
Sure.
Men are ruining the world.
That,
be truthful.
One of the things that has been very moving for me over the course of the last year and a half has been the reaction of women, and not just the women who've testified, although, you know, we've seen the incredible bravery of people like Cassidy Hutchinson and Sarah Matthews. and Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss and Caroline Edwards.
You know, the one that said he crawled over the front seat and grabbed the steering wheel. Yeah, that one you've said.
Yeah, proud. That's a total blatant lie.
Real bravery to stand up and tell the truth, as those women have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's been really important.
Based on that, you think your father, does Dick Cheney want Liz Cheney to run for president in 2024?
Dick Cheney is a big Liz Cheney supporter.
Is he encouraging you to run?
Hey, listen, I talk to him every day about many things, and certainly...
Yeah, that's where
you know,
get your ideas from.
Look, like... I am right now. He's really focused on this moment and on what's happening, and on both of us have just this real sadness, frankly, about what's happening to our party.
Oh, bullshit. You're sad because your daddy's sad because there was no damn war so he could make more money. Come
there
on.
There you go.
And
Halliburton.
You bring daddy out for a damn commercial. Looks like one
I wonder, will she turn her folly over to the Nigerian authorities because they got a warrant out for his arrest?
Yes, they do. And they got somebody else, too. I'm trying to think of who in the hell it is.
And maybe if they reopen the investigation into 9/11, maybe she'd like to probe how daddy says, sir, there's a plane coming in. Should we shoot it down? Did I give any orders to shoot it down? No, sir. Well, then let it pass. Yeah. That same father? Okay.
Yeah, daddy. You have somebody to be proud of. Daddy. Good old daddy.
Darth Vader and daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. She was 21 points down. The last the other day, Thursday.
Oh, yeah, and in Wyoming, I hear that her constituents hate her, just don't like her.
They went to the rodeo, whatever the hell it's called. It's a big deal in Wyoming, and they interviewed people about Liz Cheney, and the ones they interviewed anyways, that down with Cheney. We're not voting for Cheney. This one lady said, I love Trump. Look what Trump did for us, and look what's happening now. And she's up there in that committee. It's just a farce. The whole thing's a farce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, every one of them was it. But, you know, she'll get... A lot of them said she hasn't been in she hasn't been in Wyoming in a long time. She doesn't know what the hell we need in Wyoming anymore.
Doesn't matter. She'll run for re-election and get it because the elections are fraudulent. And,
yeah.
You know, doesn't matter.
Well, I read something. I didn't read it because they stamped across it about Democrats are really pushing hard now to get all elections under federal law. Boy, and if that happens, we're in a big we're going to be in a big problem.
Yep.
Yep, they'll be able to run everything from one central hellhole as opposed to shipping in ballots to four different states or 18 different states on a coordinated level. They just do it from one place.
Yep, thumb drives it at one location.
That's it.
Yeah. One location. I never seen a group of people that wanted to tear down our country as much as some of Republicans and some Democrats. And you've got, I hope people are paying attention in Kentucky when you see Mitch McConnell not saying a freaking word. Not a word.
It's not going to matter. You can have Democrats, you can have people up against the Democrats in all the states and saying, these Democrats eat shit. the next Democratic candidate comes along and says, I'm different. You're right. This candidate, this guy in office, he eats shit, but I don't. I'm the honest one. I'm the one for reform. And I'll vote for him, and he's nothing more than the same shit.
Right. Yeah. No. Oh, man. I don't know why in the hell you sent me this. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the Chicago Bears talking about leaving Chicago?
Yeah. 35 miles out of Chicago. I forgot what suburb. 35 miles.
He was talking about putting a dome on the Soldier Field.
Yeah.
You know what that's for, don't you?
Bullets.
No.
There you go, Daniel. Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Keep the bullets from falling down, hitting people in the head.
You got that right.
Yeah, that
they need
be.
To grow trees too. They need to. You talk about climate change. They need to grow more trees to help deafen the sound of gunshots in this city.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my God. Oh man. Oh. ZZZ, why did you want me to play this? What is it about? It's all for Joe. Okay. Instant message.
Oh.
Joe loves tapes so much. Maybe he'll like this. It's the Wyoming candidate. You played Liz Cheney. Now you got to play, what's it, Harriet Hagman. Right? Isn't that her last name?
What the hell's that?
That two's running against Liz Cheney, Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
Hagman.
Hagman. H-A-G-E-M-A-N. Hagman, I believe.
Hagman.
I don't know.
We're fed up with the Green New Deal and the socialists who created it. We're fed up with the attacks on our fossil fuel and energy industries. We're fed up with an open border. We're fed up with human trafficking. We're fed up with fentanyl flooding our country. And we're fed up with illegal immigration. We're fed up with critical race theory. We're fed up with boys competing in girls' sports. We're fed up with...
All right.
Can you guys hear her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you?
I was getting into it.
Oh, go ahead, Daniel.
We're fed up with the liberal media, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube for blocking conservative speech. We're fed up with our government and universities censoring conservative thought, canceling debate, and rewriting history. We're fed up with the corruption in the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI. We're fed up with mask mandates, vaccine mandates, the CDC, the NIH, the WHO, and the misinformation campaign surrounding COVID-19. And we're fed up with Anthony Fauci. We're fed up with the politicians and the elitists in D.C. who are getting rich while the middle class falls further behind every year. We're fed up with Joe Biden, with Nancy Pelosi.
Don't stop, girl. Don't stop.
We're fed up with the January 6th Commission and those people who think that they can gaslight us. And we're fed up with Liz Cheney. Everyone on notice, as of November 8th, we're taking our country back.
There you go. She's taking our country.
Hell, man.
Yeah.
She's better than taking two Viagra.
But make sure you don't look at her, though. I hate to say this.
Hey, I don't need to look at her. All I got to do is feel... I can put my Ray Charles glasses on.
Well, you better. You better if you're going to look at her. Because the hard on you getting listening, you'll lose it real quick. You spy on it a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm looking around, seeing how did she get my notes?
I heard you humming "God Bless America." I heard you humming it.
Yeah. It sounds like she listens to the show, all right. And you know what I'm fed up with? I'm fed up with people who say they're fed up, and when they get elected, they're fed up with us.
Yeah,
come on,
good point.
Joe. Be nice. Give her a break.
Well, we got to believe in something.
Yeah, you got to.
And don't believe in false hope. You'll follow it to your grave.
That's right. Sheriff Grady. Sheriff Grady was a badass. You like Sheriff Grady? Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You like
that name
Sheriff
sounds familiar.
Grady down in Florida? He shows everybody the pictures of the felons and who they're after and what they're after them for. He even showed the house. He hadn't busted them yet, but he showed the house and said that right now as we speak, my men are on their way to bust these people that live in this house. And he showed the house with the address and everything. He's badass. He is a badass. And he's pissed off, and he loves the governor of Florida because he's tired of this prosecutor letting people, not prosecutor, he's attorney general of Hillsborough, right? State attorney, Andrew Warren, I think is his name. I believe it's Andrew Warren.
Is it Weiner?
No. Andrew Warren.
Warren.
And he's tired of busting these people and this guy letting them out. And he sets the place on fire, I'll tell you that right now. He's good.
Thank you very much, Governor. It's truly my honor to be a Florida sheriff. Not my entire adult life.
Okay.
I remember, Governor, 70s and 80s. I remember that well. I was one of the cops on the street. When we couldn't keep the felons locked up, we couldn't keep the criminals locked up, and they preyed on the community. And, Governor, they didn't prey on the ones behind the gated communities in the million and half million dollar homes. They preyed on what I call the real working people. And then a magic thing happened. We changed the laws. We decided to hold them accountable. And, Governor, it was a Democrat governor that signed the legislation that started us down the path originally to make a positive difference. Now I look around the country today. I've seen a few things. I was recently the president of the Major County Sheriffs of America. I talked to and counseled with the sheriffs from the largest jurisdictions in the entire nation, to include the Los Angeles Sheriff's Office. In fact, the sheriff there was my vice president of the association at one time. And you know what they tell me? They tell me we got a dumpster fire going on in this nation. And you know who's getting burned by this dumpster fire? The working people. You know, it's not safe for people to walk the streets. The homeless aren't being looked out for. The mentally ill aren't being looked out for, and it's by the major people. Now, Governor, I know you'd be disappointed if you didn't see some cards.
Okay.
So let me give you a snapshot of the people that join Prosecutor Warren in not enforcing the law. We just want to enforce the law. It's the prosecutor in New Orleans. Per capita, it's the highest murder rate in the United States. You're going to see a common theme here in a minute. San Francisco, where businesses are closing, where they threw the prosecutor out because they weren't holding criminals accountable. Chicago, I think that speaks for itself. Los Angeles, where the sheriff told me I've got 60,000 homeless. We have criminals running wild. We have innocent people being victimized. And who's responsible there? The prosecutor, the chief prosecutor who's allowing it to occur. He has the law. He has the tools. Baltimore, Maryland. But that's not all. And there's one of our favorite places, Portland, Oregon. You can set up a chop zone there and just not let the cops come in. You know how long there'd be a chop zone in Polk County? As long as it takes me to drive back there from here. New York, where they're not holding people accountable. Seattle, Washington, and Washington, D.C. So what's the commonality here? Just go look for yourself. Look at the data. The murders are up. Innocent people are being murdered where prosecutors don't do their job. My friend Chad Cronister just gave you an example. We don't have time to stand here all day. But listen, Prosecutor Warren, like the rest of us who ran for public office, we ask for your precious vote in order to enforce the law and do what was right. Then we took an oath to tell the truth, to uphold the Constitution, and to support the laws and the government. And we do that. And we're led by the greatest governor in the United States of America.
Settle down, Grady.
But there are some. And it's the elected prosecutors that signed the paper that said they wouldn't prosecute. Not we'll evaluate it case by case. We won't prosecute. You know, they're not God. They're not the legislature. So at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is about protecting the community we serve. This is about keeping people safe.
All right. When this guy Warren took office, he sent memos around on who he wasn't going to prosecute for you know, don't need to arrest these people. And there was a laundry list of folks. And I guess in Tampa, especially Tampa, I guess the crime rate went sky high. Boy, we must have lost everybody on that one. Grady, I'm blaming you.
Hey, it's his fault.
It is. Damn. Frank, help me out.
What?
Here.
You know,
we need to blame this on what it is. It's in the city, these black males that's doing all this killing. Go after your Jesse Jacksons and them that always throw that crap up there. Talking about disparities and so forth. Well, hell yeah, it's a disparity. If everybody else is walking on 2 feet and you come in hobbling on canes after being shot over the weekend, you damn right it's a disparity. Nobody want to say anything like that.
It's not just black people. It's not just Hispanic people. It's not just white. It's a collective.
Tell you what, in the cities I know, St. Louis, there ain't no white people in North St. Louis, Donnie.
No.
There ain't no whites in North. I tell you what, I could say I would give Daniel $100 for every white person you see drive by Grand and Natural Bridge. You wouldn't get no money, Daniel.
For white folks.
I would bust
them. If I told you for every white driver that drove by Grand Avenue and Natural Bridge Boulevard in North St. Louis, you wouldn't get no money in a day's time.
Depends on how many mules I got running that day, you know.
That's right. For $100, I could afford me a lot of white people.
Yeah, you probably out there have to get some. But they won't talk about that. You got a black city government led by Tessera Drone. You got the police chief, the automatic board. They don't talk about that. You got Kim Gardner, who just as bad as Kim Fox. I don't know what it is with these Kims. Who's probably just as bad as this guy down in Florida.
Hey, we had one.
He let these folks. You know, here's the thing with Kim Gardner. She told the police that if they look like they need what they're stealing, don't charge them.
Yeah.
What kind of crazy mess is that?
Plus, same thing in California. I mean, you could steal up to $995 worth of things.
If they look like they need what they're stealing, don't charge them. Then you got another group that's complaining that, well, we need to have our own black stores, our own black schools, our own black, we need to patrol our own communities. Well, who in the hell is going to open up a store in those communities when the damn prosecutor said that if they come in, people come in and shoplift, we ain't going to charge them.
Yeah. Yeah. Rite Aid closed a lot of, three or four of their stores in San Francisco.
Yeah, in Memphis, Tennessee, Kroger closed about five stores.
Wow.
I sent you that video where they had these guys that they called coming out the store pushing a basket, and they started stripping him down, taking his pants off. He had a whole basket full of shit in his damn clothes.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's sad.
He looked like he weighed about 10 pounds by the time they got through stripping them hams and turkeys out of his pants.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Then Jesse Jackson goes down there, and he's claiming that it's racism because they closing stores in the black community. Joe, you always talking about how I like to attack black. If the stories didn't exist, I couldn't talk about it. And hell, I'm reading it out of the paper.
And don't forget your punchline. Why don't you white stand up to these darkies?
Well, I tell you what, they should, especially like in New Orleans, where a white person, white women, that is being brutalized.
Why do you do the same thing every show? Every Saturday, it's always your fault. Because
I get sick and tired of this goddamn shit.
What?
I had a niece that was killed here about 3 weeks ago.
I never met a guy a black man who wanted to be white so bad in all my life.
I don't need to be white. Is you crazy now? You're really going out to, you're really stretching it now.
You're out of the line, Joe. Joe.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
God damn it.
Here we go again.
I had a niece. Well, killed here, my nephew's cousin on my wife's side, killed here about 3 or 4 weeks ago with these damn idiots.
Yeah. What's going
to
happen?
Now, it's one thing to have idiots like that, but when you have authorities that don't carry out their job.
Yeah.
And then before they got their job, they was bitching about how we need to have black prosecutors, how we need to have black police chiefs, how we need to have black superintendents in the schools. You got all that.
But what's your point?
This stuff is completely
off
the scale.
All the time. What's your point?
We got to. You got to talk about it, Joe.
Every week.
If it's happening every week, you got to talk.
Every week by a black guy who says, I'm black, and why aren't you white standing up to black people?
Well, he's right about that.
But he's starting a fucking race war here on the goddamn airwaves.
I started a race war started a long time ago.
It's the same shit. It's like me talking about immigration all the time. If I wanted to, I could talk about immigration every Saturday. Because to me, immigration is the greatest symptom of corruption. But I don't.
Because it's a Johnny one note. That'd be fine.
It wouldn't be boring the shit out of me.
I think we could cut down the crime if we just learn how to grow some fucking food.
No,
so
I tell you what, you should have done what Secretary of Education Bennett said years ago. Now look up what he said. Maybe that would have helped.
What do you say?
What he said about abortion.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about it, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said the same thing about aborting black babies.
Yeah, she did. We played that.
Bennett said if you bought every black baby, maybe you'd cut down on the crime. Male baby, anyway. I didn't say these things. But when you put two and two together, hell, something makes a little sense. I'm not saying it should be done.
You said it last week, or you said it the week before, or you said it the week before.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to continue to say it.
Ruth Ginsburg said it. Margaret Sanger done did it. And take a look at Lori Lightfoot beating Ruth in Chicago.
Yeah, like Jesus is going to come back, too. If he was coming back through the womb, he got cut out, sucked out by a vacuum.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
These people are talking about, yeah, Jesus coming. You're right. You got sucked up by a damn vacuum cleaner out of the womb.
Oh, my God.
That's awful, but that's true.
Oh, that's right. That is one way of abortion. Wasn't that you're using the dispenser and the vacuum cleaner? I forgot. Yeah, hangers and vacuum cleaners.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Now I get it.
Wow. Fuck.
It takes a while, Frank. We know you're a little slow. That's fine. We'll slow down for you, buddy. I couldn't figure out why they were laughing.
And you know, you got I was listening to a black preacher, two of them. One's for abortion and the other talking against it to the congregation. Now, you know things mixed up when you got that kind of crap going on.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some major congregation, parts of the Church of God in Christ and probably the Southern Baptists.
Yeah.
Kind of like the one that got robbed up there in New York and had on what, how many hundreds of thousands of $4 million worth of jewelry on? What the hell is a preacher doing coming to church wearing that type of bling?
Bling?
Yeah. Did you guys hear
and these
about...
poor white and these poor women, I'm telling you the truth, 30%... Over 30% of the white women that's raped, they label a black suspect. Well, goddamn, man, when is something going to be done? You got to protect your women.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, it's uncomfortable to talk about that, ain't it? I don't know what it is uncomfortable about. I mean, it's happening. You got to stop it.
Every week.
Yeah.
I got a whole week full of notes. Donnie, how many emails I send you?
Fucking, you know what?
25. Why come you the only one complaining?
And started talking about all the good bones. You know, I mean, look, you know, what we did to Maria down the block. But after a while, he wouldn't be around anymore.
I'm about to read a little bit about one email you sent me, which is mind blowing to me. It's Maricopa County had 106,588,000 voters show up Tuesday to vote in person. Of those, a record-breaking percentage voted for the GOP. In Arizona, anyone registered as an independent can show up to the polls and request either a Republican or a Democrat ballot. In Tuesday's primary, 80% voted in person, selected Republican Party. Can you believe that?
But
and only 23.4% voted for a Democrat.
How many? 24% still?
23.4%. And 80% voted for...
It just goes to show, people still are fucking brainwashed about this Democratic-Republican Party thinking that, well, one's going to outdo the other. They don't outdo the other, except in corruption.
But the only way we can stop it is put in people that we hope, and all we can do is hope they'll do what they say they're going to do and get rid of the Mitch McConnells and
do more than that.
Romneys of the world. And Carrie Lake won her... primary, and she said today, she said, we put a stake through McCain's politics in Arizona, and I almost started peeing my pants. I ain't kidding you. That made me feel good because Cindy McCain and Meghan McCain both were criticizing every radio show, every TV show that they would be on there in Arizona. They were just tearing Carrie Lake down. And she said that today. Like she put a stake in McCain's politics. Awesome.
Shit, North St. Louis, we love to see a Republican. Hell, we've had Democrats for 70-something, 72 years.
Oh, I know.
72 Baltimore. Years.
Baltimore, it's over 100 years.
And until these assholes go to jail, it'll be the same shit.
Bobby Rush's been in Congress. Well, they got three in St. Louis is going to jail. The president of the board of all of them, Lewis Reed. Jeffrey Boyd, all the person. Robert Muhammad, BLM, inspired all of the person. Indicted. These Middle Easterners are lighting their asses up. They catching them in stink. Can you imagine somebody taking a damn used car? A $1,500 used car as a bribe.
No. Are you kidding?
Oh, no, man. I'm not kidding.
Oh, gee. Oh, no. No.
Indicted is one thing. Jail is another. He's had, according to Congress, from 79 through... What was it, 2012, something like 2011? 50,000 politicians were indicted, according to Congress.
In Grand Line, Missouri, which is a black community in St. Louis County, and they don't have several of them in a row. Sylvester Caldwell is doing jail time. In Wellston, right next to it, and I don't know his first name, Washington, he is doing jail time.
Man, it's not going to matter anyway. Because the black community votes for people like Barry to get reelected mayor.
Yeah.
Not as though you learn your lesson.
Anybody ever thought about writing some of these people that have gone to jail just to see how, you know, kind of give them your peace of mind? Because they got to sit there and read your information anyways.
They probably meet in jail and form committees about what to do when they get out.
Right.
Well, I can only hope that I vote for the right person and that will do what they say they're going to do. That's all I can do.
Yeah,
right.
Nah, you can do more than that, Donnie.
Well, when there's
his house.
Who's making all the rage?
I grilled a politician called Joe Gibson. He has a show on Black Talk Radio. He's running for assemblyman or congressman in his district. I had him commit to in the first week, now remember now, if he's running for assembly or congress, I forget which, that if he doesn't do what he says he's going to do in the first week or even the first 2 weeks, he will allow a recall to get him out.
Why doesn't he resign?
Resign. He's not going to resign. He will allow it that if a petition is signed to have him recalled, we don't have to wait 2 years or 6 years. Get him the fuck out.
I see what you're saying.
It was on a show that Lori was on with me. She wasn't on it at that particular time, I don't think. But it's the Inez show. It's called Montana Joe versus North Carolina Joe. And it's more than hope, because you got to have them put skin in the game. They all say the same bullshit. I am for this, and I am for that, and I'm going to change things, blah, 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 blah. And then when they get in, what happens? Nothing. But if they say, I'm going to do it in the first week, and if I don't do this in the first week, you can recall me before my term is up, that to me says we can do something. Hey, so Mr. Congressman, Ms. Congressman, you said this, you're allowing this, I'm getting your ass out in a month.
Well, what is he going to do? One person, what is he going to do?
Good question. As one person, it's like Ron Paul, can't do shit. So I said to him, would you be willing to go around to your other 50 assemblymen, 50 congressmen, the other 50 GOP members, ask them to participate with you in probing corruption, and if they say no, will you be willing to put that in your newsletter and make a press conference? He said yes. So you can't do anything formally, because if you sponsor a bill and nobody co-sponsors it, you can't get it out of committee. But you can make phone calls and go to the offices of your fellow assemblymen, fellow congressmen, ask them, will you be with me if I want to probe, investigate corruption? And if they say no, you got them on record.
Mm-hmm.
And you got them in a press conference, and you got them in your newsletter. And then the people say, oh, all right. We don't have to wait for a bill to be sponsored, or to wait to see if this asshole is going to co-sponsor this bill or the other bill. We got them. We're getting them out now. So it's more than hope, because all we do is hope.
Hey, he's saying, hold on, Joe. The guy that's running said if he doesn't do what he said he's going to do in the first week, you can recall him, right?
That's right.
Okay. Why doesn't he just resign his seat?
Why would he want to resign?
Hold on, because recalling means that another election, which costs taxpayers a lot of money, why doesn't he just resign and have the governor pick somebody to take his spot for the rest of his term?
Because he won't resign.
Well, why won't he? He's saying, recall me. Why don't you just resign if that's
all right? Well, if you were to vet him, and if you were to say that to a politician, that'd be cool too. If he but he may not resign. He may say he's going to resign. So he says it, he doesn't do it. But with a recall, we can get him out.
It's so much cracked up stuff nowadays. Look at that Lori Lightfoot up there in Chicago made a remark about not recognize in press conferences, not recognizing white male reporters.
Oh, yeah, that was about a month ago, yeah.
Then, to top it off, she's married to a white female.
Yep.
And the first words out of that board's mouth when she got elected was, and now he won't have any more corruption in this city. Bullshit. That was the first words out of her fucking mouth.
Yeah. Man. Oh, man. They got a tape of her being driving. She's got her flashers on, and she's going through red lights and everything. And there's a car following her, and watching her break all kinds of. She doesn't follow like I would follow, and you have to follow. She just gets to where she's going quickly.
I don't know how she can see over the damn steering wheel.
You got a booster seat.
Hey, you know what? It's interesting. You go to YouTube and you look up politicians who or keywords similar to politicians who fight traffic stops or fight the cops. You see them in action trying to pull their weight when a cop pulls them over for a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I am?
Yeah. In Michigan, there's a lady that gets pulled over, and she's got her daughter, I think, or a daughter and a neighbor's kid in the back seat, and she's back there. Do you know who my husband, or know who I am?
It's
no,
funny.
Ma'am. No,
it's
ma'am.
Funny.
Hell, this woman out there in Los Angeles, there on Flossin Avenue, ran the red light, driving down the street 100 miles an hour, killed 6 people. And that's a crash. No, she's black female.
Oh.
They live in this one rich enclave out there in L.A. I wanted to see what happened. if you don't read this guy that done the shooting in Highland, hell, he's got over 200 indictments already. This white kid was dressed up like a female.
Oh, yeah.
They have his picture all over the place. But this other woman, you gotta go searching to see who she, what she is, what she looks like.
Yeah.
All I ask is just be fair. in the reporting. That's one thing.
Oh, did you see the video of the black drag queen in the Episcopalian church?
That was a. Was that not sad? And they forced the kids to participate.
Oh yeah.
One kid said, "I was forced to. We was forced to do this."
And I saw the headline. I saw the video. I couldn't believe it. Fucking the fucking guy has his
a big old 230-pound black dude dressed up in a rainbow wig, a G-string with his naked ass is out in a damn school with kids.
The kids are so brainwashed. They stood up and they clapped.
Yeah, and the parents allowed this to happen.
Yeah. Allow it. You remember the first occasion that I saw was about, what, last year when they had the drag queen at the library and they had the kid in the seat and they had the drag queen do a dance? The fucking parents took the kids there. More than just allowed it. They participated and encouraged it. Fucking idiots.
How about the drag queen that was in the library? There was two of them, but one had his legs spread and his junk hanging out because he didn't have any underwear.
Yeah, what about the one where the teacher took the kids on a field trip to a gay bar?
Yeah, yeah. Or you know, the parents on a Sunday took their kids, too, to a gay bar.
They did?
And, I've got that tape. I played that tape. And they were throwing dollar bills.
Oh.
And it shows one little kid putting it in a G-string. And the daddy's holding the kid.
If somebody don't speak out against that kind of stuff, it's one or two things. You're going to let parents or those that want to do that and leave others alone. They need to draw a line. I don't let my kids play with that ignorant family of that persuasion. At least I didn't when they was young.
Yeah.
Well, I get, why don't they let, I don't know. Oh, shit. What was I thinking?
Well, what'd you do, Frank? Lose your choo-choo?
Yeah. No, you know, you talk about all the gays and stuff in the schools, but yet they don't let Bibles in the school religion in the school.
Yeah.
I mean,
hell,
if that's
Frank,
what's going on, why can't they hold some kind of church service or religious?
They used to, after school, have a club. If you wanted to join, it was fine. And I was in elementary, and it was like a half-hour Bible class or something. And the kids ran it. And it was, if you wanted to go, that's fine. The mother or father signed this permission slip, and you could go if you wanted
to. Well, the mothers and fathers ought to go, too, just like they go to these, you know, cross-dressers and gays and everything else at the school.
Yeah, that's right.
The parents are partaking in it.
Where is that one university where the white males was trying to sit in the one lunchroom and the blacks ran them off saying this is a black safe space?
Well, that's been going on for, you know, since
what was that
basically forever.
Oh, I'm trying to think where in the hell
it was on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played the clip.
Yeah, I played it, but I can't remember where in the hell it was.
Hell, the kids should have been suspended. If it was the other way around, they would have been.
Yeah.
What happened now?
Yeah, an incident in a restaurant where you had some black female. One matter of fact, it wasn't black. Well, it was mixed, one of them. And when a white young man came there to do his homework, they verbally told him he got to leave because this is a black safe space.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was in...
And I think that's the same university that didn't want Kyle Rittenhouse to...
That was Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
was
let me
Arizona.
Tell you about... They put all that crap out about Kyle Rittenhouse, who was defending himself, said he crossed state lines and he was illegally with a weapon.
Well, they say five people were killed on January 6th. They still say that. They even say that on that little committee hearing they have. They still say that crap, and it's nothing but lies, but they get away with it. a getaway.
Well, Donnie, I sent you a video and a story about in St. Louis on Washington Avenue at 20th Street. You had about a half dozen black males open carry, which is nothing wrong with them open carry. I support them open carry. But goddamn, they start shooting at each other and shooting at people on the loft terrace.
Wow.
So where is the news on that? And I would beg to guarantee you that one or two of them was from East St. Louis, from Illinois. So guess what? They crossed state lines with an illegal weapon because you're not allowed to have that in Illinois.
No.
Where's the news?
I don't know.
If they had been white, it'd be all over the place.
Now, Black Conservative sent this. Its mother gives the most insane reaction ever to son being reportedly getting killed during a gang shootout. I don't know what the hell this is. I'll just play a little bit of it.
Take a look. Breaking news out of San Pedro. That's where at least 7 people have been injured after gunfire rings out near a reported car show. Now, the LAPD says it happened just before 4 o'clock this afternoon. This is over near Peck Park on the 500 block, actually, of Northwestern Avenue. That's where we find KTLA-5's Carlos Sacedo. He's live there with the latest. Carlos?
Rick, it's still a very active, fluid situation right now. There's an active search for the shooters. We've been told that witnesses heard multiple gunshots just before 4 o'clock at the 500 block of Western Avenue at Peck Park here in San Pedro. Now, I want to bring in Monique Howard. You said your adoptive son was shot. Can you come this way?
Sir.
What did you know? What have officials told you?
Well, officials called and said for me to come and check on my biological son. That's the whole reason I came down here. But literally, it just was a massacre.
And your son
was not affected, but my adopted son died.
My God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I don't know for sure, but that's what I've been told.
So you haven't been able to get a hold of him?
No, I'm on my way now to go to the hospital and find out the, you know.
He's just not picking up calls? You haven't tried?
No. We have a big, big family from Compton. I'm from Compton. So this is a Compton massacre.
Just to hear that a gunfight would break out at a picnic, this was at a car show, there were families, there were children.
It wasn't a car show, sir. It was a baseball game. That's it. At Peck Park. That's it.
She's smiling into the camera. She doesn't give two shits about the adopted son. She's smiling and like, okay, well. In Compton, I guess that's every day. I guess you get calloused.
Yeah, well, Compton's one of the worst areas in the country.
Yeah. They say that's where the CIA first started dropping drugs off.
Yeah.
It was in Compton, California.
Not surprising. Is Stockton the other one?
I don't know. I just know that one of the FBI and CIA they would go around the country talking about how drugs started piling, you know, certain drugs. And they said that the CIA started it all up in Compton, California.
Yeah, Fly America.
Yeah. Beautiful, huh? Well, they did a hell of a job if that's what they were striving for.
Yeah, now that fentanyl, do you know, like, what? If you even touch fentanyl, it's supposed to be so poisonous, so virulent, that it affects your nervous system almost immediately?
Yeah, they said just a little bit can kill hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of people.
And the cartels coming in and the fucking immigrants coming across the border probably got fentanyl inside their pockets. Oh, and they're giving, what Biden wanted to do? You want to give illegals ID cards and, what, driver's licenses?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. We're going to take care of them, Joe. And we make sure we have Americans living under ViDocs.
Yeah.
All over the country. And You know, this is August. Pretty soon it's going to be wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Or we take care of those illegal immigrants.
You know what? And I'm not being facetious. I'll bet you those people who are Americans who are evicted sometime between now and before winter, if they're smart, they'll put on a gaucho, go down to the southern border, force it, speak Spanish or have an accent,
mm-hmm.
and I'll bet they'll be better off than if they stayed trying to look for a job.
Oh, I believe you would be. I think you're right. I do. I think that exactly. Oh my.
Throw a fucking thick mustache, put on a gaucho. Hey, yeah. See me, senor.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe take a cousin, little baby or a little kid. Oh, you get right in.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, where do you want to go?
What bothers me the most are the Yankee babies.
And what kills me is all these Democrats are starting to cry, these big city Democrat mayors. Oh, help us. You can't be bringing these people in here.
Oh, yeah, right? They're the ones who said, hey, you know what? The borders should be open for newcomers. So when DeSantis says, hey, you got all the newcomers you want. No, we can't hold them all.
and the mayor of D.C. wanted the National Guard out here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
If there's anything I wanted Trump to do when he was in office, was to keep shipping these illegals all over the sanctuary.
Hold on there. Say that again, Joe.
I said that one thing I wanted Trump to do when he was in office was to ship all the illegals out to every one of these sanctuary cities and all of these Democratic mayoral-run cities and say, you wanted these illegals? You got them.
That's what Abbott done.
In some place. I don't know where.
The D.C.
They said they're, I think it was D.C., they're getting into neighborhoods that they shouldn't be in, you know, the high-polluting neighborhoods.
They don't belong.
Now, the church is asking people to bring shoes, and in particular on what type of shoes they bring, too.
Just bring them, huh? Jeez.
Yeah. Bring some shoes for
they
these
don't
people.
Wear shoes. They wear flip-flops and sandals.
That's the very one they told them don't bring.
I wonder how. America with a K.
Yep. I got distracted. I just seen women playing volleyball, beach volleyball.
Sorry, I was watching that about 2 months ago. We were talking about that.
Yeah, Daniel.
So I
was.
Looked it up.
Oh, yeah. Daniel. Oh, Daniel got us watching this crap.
Yeah, I like the beach volleyball.
You got to check out the Estonian team for the beach volleyball and the Latvian team.
Oh, yeah?
You even know the names
of
these teams?
You're looking at the naked women that be doing pole vaulting.
What?
He's looking at the women that's
pole
doing the pole vaulting.
Oh, no.
These were throwing down some beach volleyball.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I like the beach volleyball. You ever see the ones played in the gym? Not too exciting. I don't like them.
I know.
No, not in the gym. No. This is more fun.
Yeah. Hmm.
There's a couple of times I wanted to go and volunteer to help pull their
babies. I know you did.
They're cracking their ass. You know, I'll
wipe the sweat off the floor or whatever.
Only thing, Donnie, by the time you got there, I would have been there ahead of you by a day.
Well, you take one side of the court, and I'll take the other side.
Yeah. And Daniel will be in the middle.
I feel
sorry
for the bathing suit. The bottom gets sucked up in that crack.
Yeah,
I know it's gotta be. You can't play very good, so
yeah,
I can go in there and save it.
That's right. And you see him dusting off the bottom of the bathing suit. You go, oh God, put more sand in there.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh, golly damn. Oh, Vin Scully died. Ben Scully was Ben Scully.
Oh yeah, that's right, the announcer.
Yeah. Yeah,
been
with
around a long time, hey, 67 yeah. years.
Yeah, he was a Dodger announcer for a long time. He was a good one too. Yeah, you know.
Nobody's making much out of Bill Russell's death, though. Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it, and I seen his picture. And I go, what the hell?
I heard about it a day later.
I did not know he died till just yesterday, I think it was. I seen a picture. It didn't say he died. I said, what the hell?
Bill Russell's a good basketball player, but he was of a particular era. You know, the thing that really amuses me is how people like to try to take players from that era and put them against players of this of today's era. You can't do that.
Compare them to Jordan and all them.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
One of the players that I don't know who it was. Oh gosh. Anyway, said that his team could play Jordan's team and beat him. And Jordan came back and said, really? Have you watched any tapes of us playing the Pistons? You think your little sissy team? And he did. He came off. He said it a couple times. Then he started being really nice. He just said, well, you know, it's a different era. But first he said that. Yeah. He tweeted that out. Yes.
It was a different era.
Team. You go against the Pistons and back
no.
when we were
he's right there. Forget about the Pistons. Oh, shit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He said, Rodney, go against a Lambeer.
That's right.
All dirty players.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to pass the minute. But you can't.
No qualms whatsoever.
They were brought up in different eras and different way of doing things. And
absolutely different way. Yeah. Back when Auerbach was the coach of the Celtics, now Russell was ahead of his time. However, when you had Bob Cousy, which was on the same team, and then Heinsohn, you know what it was? It was throw the ball out, dribble, pass, pick, shoot. And it was all set shots. It wasn't a lot of jumpers. And they weren't that fast. The different eras meant a lot. Russell, you have to give Russell credit. I mean, he won 11 championships, but
you could put him on any basketball team and automatically you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Good. He was a great team player. But
I tell you what, growing up, I've seen great baseball players. I've seen great basketball players, hockey players, football players. And today I couldn't tell you one person on the Detroit Pistons team. I barely could tell you anything about the Detroit Red Wings. I don't know. I just... They don't hold no interest to me back then. The Pistons would play New York, and it would be a hard-fought game. So I would watch it, just like the Red Wings. We had a couple bouncers. I call them bouncers.
And the enforcers? Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Bruce Brothers, and boy, they took care of their team.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss all that. Today, you can't do anything, and attendance really went down when the commissioner outlawed, certain types of fights. And you can't join into a fight or you get suspended. If you get in more than one fight, you get suspended. It's a mess.
I'm not against that rule, but I remember seeing the playoffs. I saw the video of the playoffs with Jordan's team, and I am surprised that the Bulls were as tough as they were.
Why
did you get in your face? You had a basketball was rough. I mean, you had an elbow wherever you went.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you went, it was an elbow in your back, on your chest. People stepping on your feet if you try to go for a rebound like Lambeer used to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go down the lane. Go down the lane. You're going to be paying for it. You're going to pay for it. You're right.
You got a clothesline right across your nose.
Yeah. Who was the player? And Rudy was his first name. He got co-cocked right there on the floor. I mean,
Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yeah. That's who got hit. Who hit him? I can't remember who hit him. That almost killed him, by the way.
Oh, he don't remember neither.
No. But boy, he
got the best thing about basketball was in 1980 when both Bird and Magic got drafted. That revitalized basketball tremendously.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I loved Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell.
Oh, it was
I
West.
I liked all them guys, man. But
yeah.
It just wasn't West. As exciting until Chamberlain, I mean, until Russell. I'm sorry. But I just mentioned their names. For God's sake, Brain.
Don't fail me.
Addison Bird.
Bird was a damn good, but he's a G-O-A-T, a goat.
Yep.
Even
sure
today,
was. They say that Bird is better than LeBron. Even today's announcers say Bird is better than LeBron.
He's a damn good basketball player, pure shooter. He wasn't fast. He's just a pure shooter, a smart player.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with what he has.
Yeah.
What they don't know is that
level,
the guy
you
was
hit another.
Ten.
Another white player, Pistol Pete Maravich.
Boy, Pistol Pete, he was a badass. I loved watching him in college. Good Lord, what a ball player.
Do you know what they did
with
him? He scored 44 points a game when he was in college. They took a video, right? They compiled his games in college because at that time when he played, there was no three-point rule, right? They said, if there were a three-point rule when he was playing in college, he would have averaged 54 points a game.
Wow. Yeah, as amazing as his shooting was, his ball handling. Was this amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, his father used to drive his car, and he'd be bouncing the ball out the window with one hand.
Yeah, I know. I read that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ah, damn. Yeah.
Look at Will Chamberlain. Scored 100
points
in one game with no three-point shot rule in.
No three. That's
the
right.
The guy averaged throughout the season 50 points a game. You will never see that again. 5-0 throughout the whole 82
He's got a
game.
Lot of records, man. He's got over 100 records that still stand.
And when it came to him and Russell, sorry, Bill. When I was a kid, when I played ball, I was good, but not very good. And I remember a friend of mine called me Little Elgin, after Elgin Baylor, who was my favorite player. I guess you guys don't remember Elgin Baylor.
I remember Elgin Baylor. But I stopped following. I was a baseball hound myself, always had been. I used to sneak away to go watch the Giants and the Cardinals play. I used to peek through the fence there on Grand. No, it wasn't Grand Avenue. Yeah, it was Grand Avenue. Just catch a glimpse of Willie Mays in the outfield. And usually Marichal would be pitching against Gibson and always going to over. Just think, it would go into extra innings.
Juan Marichal.
I was about to say Juan Marichal.
Yeah.
The game he pitched 17 innings against Warren Spahn? 17 innings.
Can you imagine that? Wow.
No, not today. No. You get six innings and out.
Yep. They don't care if you got a no-hitter going. You're getting out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was talking about that today. just thinking of, well, thinking about it.
They say it's the greatest.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
They say it's the greatest game ever pitched.
I thought it was Jack Morris in the World Series. I think it was a World Series or a playoff game. He pitched 10 innings. And in this era, was awesome.
Who was that, Donnie?
Jack Morris.
Oh, no wonder I don't know him, this era. Oh, okay.
Well, Jack, you know, Morris. You had a – what was your – what was that great, good pitcher for the Tigers? The year he won. He won 30-some-odd games.
31-6. That was Denny McClain. And then next year – He won 27, I think it was 27 games or 26 games, and Mike Cuellar from Baltimore won the same thing. They both shared the Cy Young Award.
I think that was the year that Dwight Gooden had 30 games or something like that. He had a diamond. He used to carry a dime around for every 10 games he won.
No, Gooden wasn't even born yet when Denny McClain. Well, that was in 1968 when McClain went to 1-6.
Who was the player for the Mets who got indicted on drug charges?
Darryl Strawberry, probably.
Yeah. Strawberry.
Strawberry.
He had the sweetest looking swing of any baseball player I've ever seen.
I thought it was Dwight Gooden.
Yeah, but it was Strawberry too. Strawberry, yeah. Isn't he the one that took a gun into a bar and got busted?
Well,
in
he
New
dropped
York.
The gun. Yeah, he dropped the gun and the gun went off. I think.
That's what we had people jumping. Hey, you had Gooden, J.R. Richards for Houston.
J.R. Richards, another player that died early. Terrible.
Hell, he was a hell of a pitcher. Then you had Alcan Board, who was high. He's striking out everybody.
Yep. What a skinny dude.
Smoking his marijuana.
Who was the most feared pitcher? Was it Gibson?
Gibson was something else.
Was he the one that was always fanning you back?
He wasn't shy of throwing at you.
That was
for sure.
Yeah.
You hit a home run off of Gibson, you better run the bases or he's going to kill you the next time you're up. I'll tell you that. Oh, man. You're talking about it. And look what he did in 1968, and he only won, I think, 17 games. And his earned run average is 1.87 or something in that era right there. And he still lost 15 games or 14 games. I can't remember the record now, but he would have won 30 games. If he had a team that could score any runs at all, he would have won over 30 games.
They had no sticks, yeah.
None.
Yeah. Shows the importance of supporting teams.
Yeah.
Look at what Mickey Lolich did for the Tigers. He beat St. Louis in 68, three games. He came back with two days rest and pitched the seventh game against Gibson, and we won. And Mickey Lolich used to pitch over 300-plus innings a year, every year. Now, you don't even get close to that in 2 years.
Mm-mm. Well, they got too many rotator cuff problems, so, you know, I can't blame them for saying, all right, six innings or seven innings and you're out, because, you know, when you're paying a pitcher $20 million a year and he's out for 10 games at a time, it's not worth the $20 million.
And back when we were all younger, a lot younger, it was the Roll Age Fireman Relief Pitcher of the Year award.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
no, that was Lord. For the Relief Pitcher. You're right, Donnie.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Hey, Donnie.
Yo.
You might want to do your thing and have people call in. It's like 9:54.
Oh, yeah. If people want to call in, only you've got a lot of people in the switchboard, push one on your keypad, and I'll get you right on. Thank you. Matter of fact, they kicked me off. So I'm on my phone.
They did?
What?
Yeah, I just got kicked a minute ago.
God.
Never happens too much.
Yeah, well.
Hey, you want to tell your mom for her to call in, Daniel?
Yeah, I need to. Is she not on the switchboard, Donnie?
No.
I ain't going to stick around here to no 12 tonight. I'm going.
No, I'm tired.
Me neither.
I got to take Otis, my boy, out here in a minute. And
he's supposed to meet his girlfriend over by the fence, ain't he?
Yeah. He perked up there when you said his name. Yeah. He's running out of gas, though. My little boy is running out of gas. Aren't you, baby?
So Cinnamon isn't home yet to take him out, huh?
No, she's on her way, I think. I don't know, but she's in the switchboard. I know that. Yeah, she called
in. So y'all going to call into my show tomorrow night?
No, Joe's not going to show up, but we will.
Good, okay. Yeah, I'll do my little plug here real quick. But no guests again tomorrow, so it's an open format. Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern. So you are all welcome to call and join in, including you, Joe, even though I'm mad at you for not calling in last week. But.
Well, that's what happens with married couples there, the wifey.
She thought you divorced her.
Yeah, husbands always disappoint. They just can't be relied on.
I know. That's our job.
Yeah, Joey. Come on, Otis. We'll go outside.
Hey,
well,
I'm going to call
it a night anyway. So, I'll talk to you guys.
Oh, really? Are you
night,
feeling
all.
Okay?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm feeling all right. Okay. Talk to you. Bye bye.
So everybody's right. Hanging up. Huh?
All right. Talk to you later.
Who's
all
hanging
right.
up? Who's hanging up? Who's all hanging up?
Joe is.
Who's on first?
Damn, Joe. We can't go nowhere till I get a flashlight. Here we go.
Who's
yeah.
on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Not that bad. Oh, man. Beautiful night. Muggy. This is soon tomorrow. Joe, Brother Joe Biden, he messed up again the other day. I can't play any tapes, so I can't play what he said, but... He started talking about his family didn't get the $8,000. And he said, do you understand that? Nobody understood what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah.
He was talking
this is
about
what
when
Dusty,
he was a kid.
Listen at this. This is what Dusty Baker said about Bob Gibson. He said, Hank Aaron told me, don't dig in against Bob Gibson. He'll knock you down. He had knocked down his own grandmother if she dared to challenge him. Don't stare at him. Don't smile at him. Don't talk to him. He doesn't like it. If you happen to hit a home run, don't run too slow. Don't run too fast. If you happen to want to celebrate, get in the tone first. And if he hits you, don't charge the mound because he's a gold glove boxer. I'm like, damn. What about my 17-game hitting streak? That was the night it ended.
I remember when Dusty was a player.
The Baker. He's still coaching, you know that?
Yeah, he's at Houston.
Yeah.
He's down there, and he's got my boy Verlander that just missed all of last year.
And
oh, I like Verlander.
He's won 15 games, 15-3, I think he is.
Yeah, Verlander, one of my special pitchers. He's
yeah.
a cool dude. He went
two
to Vanderbilt, didn't he? I think he went to Vanderbilt.
I don't know where he went. Somewhere out west. I don't know where. But Tigers had him. And he had a rotator cuff operation, and he missed part of 2020, all of 2021, and now he come back and pitching like a demon right now. 15-3, I think I seen it today.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. He's what? Joe's right, though. You're paying these guys $20 million a year. You got to get them out. You can't let them go 20 or 9 innings. Not anymore.
Yeah, you got a different sport today in baseball. They go for the long ball.
Yeah. Tigers won tonight. I think it was 9-1. It was Lou Whitaker Day, man. They retired number one, his jersey, second base. Him and Lou Whitaker, or Lou Whitaker and Trammell, Alan Trammell, played 19 years together and wearing the big D in Detroit. 19 years, shortstop and second base. Isn't that pretty amazing?
Wow.
And he should be in the Hall of Fame, and why he isn't, I don't know. And I think he will be next year, I hope. Anyway, we probably lost half the people. That's okay. You guys know I don't like talking about baseball at all.
It is totally
Danny,
your least favorite subject.
Yeah, it is. I failed it in school. Got a big E, big F.
But you passed beach volleyball.
You damn right. Now I'm into that.
I know that's right.
Funny thing is, I don't like it when the guys play.
No,
I don't know why.
No, I didn't know the guys even played. No, I'm joking.
Somebody, I was talking to somebody about it, and the guy said to me, he said, "You notice they don't even have any boobs?" I said, "No, I haven't noticed that at all. I'm a butt man myself. Sorry."
Yep, that makes two of us.
So, yeah. No, they're good athletes, I'll tell you that right now. Good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They play it hard. I used to like to play volleyball back in the day.
Did anybody see that barge parked out in the New York Harbor?
No, I didn't see it. What's going on?
It was some woman sent it from TikTok. It's on Facebook. It's under a Trisha Trish. Is her name, and you can pull it right up and look at it. It's a prison barge.
Prison barge?
Prisoners on it?
It's a, yeah, yeah, you can look at the top. They show the top. It's only like a 20-second clip. But there's this little boat, you know, the bass boat, whatever, speeding right by it, you know, and you don't see any guards, you know, but you can see the barbed wire on top of it. And it looks like they took like a budget inn, like a hotel or something, and just set it on a barge. But you could tell it was built. It's got the real small windows, you know. The barge is anchored. It ain't like it's, you know, moving around.
Yeah.
But you know, they talked about arrest for the past year or two, and they say there's barges on the outside of Guantanamo Bay. I haven't seen proof of it, but I've seen proof of the one in the New York City Bay.
Well, you know, I can't understand. You got all these people in prison. You're bringing all these folks in across the border illegally and giving all this money to countries like
Pakistan.
Pakistan and the Ukraine. Those men that's in prison are United States citizens. They need to do what they can to rehabilitate them.
That's right.
And see if you can work with some, because there have been many stories of great people coming out of those situations.
Yeah.
Why the hell are you giving all this money to these foreign countries? Then they educate their kids. They come over and get all the damn good jobs.
Yep.
It just don't make no damn sense.
It don't make no sense. It's not logical. There's no logic to it.
No, there's none. It truly isn't. Really isn't. I don't understand why they want to take our country down.
Yeah.
And they know what they're doing. They know they're doing it.
Yes. Wow. How could you hate your own country? I mean, yeah, they're traitors, of course, but wow.
Yeah, they're traitors, all right. Damn traitors.
Mm-hmm. But thinking about this barge, I know this barge isn't for the general public out on the street getting arrested, because New York has the arrest you and let you go, no bail thing. So they've got plenty of room. They've got plenty of room in their prisons. This is a special prison.
I don't understand. I never.
Well, how do they
that
get
before
yard time?
Do what, Bianchi?
How do they get yard time?
Oh, they don't get any, unless it's on top. Maybe that's why that bar is up there. But they're surrounded by water anyways. They don't get
water and alligators.
Right. Yeah, sharks probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
You sure it's American?
They got them in there. They're interrogating these people is what they're doing. They're shaking them down. These corrupt politicians, corrupt CEOs, anybody involved with child trafficking or election fraud, that's where they're at.
That's what's wrong. They don't have no punishment going on like they used to in the back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, Frank?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's from America? I've just never heard of this.
Yeah. I mean, it has no flags on it. You know, it's not decorated or even painted. You know, it's like they just put the primer on some wood, but I think it's probably steel. I'm not sure. I'm sure it is. But what are you gonna do? Bust out and swim out of the harbor? No.
I don't know. I just never heard of that.
Yeah.
Why would you want to bust out?
Well, exactly. Yeah, and have to swim.
You know, I mean, 3 meals a day. You're on a barge. You're on a yacht. What the hell do you want to jump off a ship for? It's like jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
You're right. You know it's cold too. Shit.
Just pretty undercurrent takes them down, right?
Yeah. We go to Trisha, just search, go in the search bar on Facebook when you log into your account, search for Trisha, and it'll pull up. She has a cat for a profile pic, and then just scroll down through there, and because I can't share it with anybody. It won't let me share a TikTok for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't mess around with no TikTok and Twitter and all that bull crap. That TikTok is with the communist, Chinese communist party.
Yeah, stay away from that TikTok, man. Oh, yeah, all of your information goes to the Chinese.
On TikTok?
So,
doing a face recognition
on you.
If
you want the Chinese to have all your fucking information, just go ahead and install TikTok and use it to your heart's content.
That's right.
Yeah, they'll be sending you damn birthday cards. You wonder where this come from.
birthday cards
people.
With Chinese fentanyl inside.
I don't know yep. what writing it is, but it looks like it's either Japan or China wanting to follow us or is following us and wants me to follow back. And
oh, God.
You can't, I don't know how to read what they're writing. Whatever they said. And no, thank you.
Perhaps.
I'm just reading about this kid, 17-year-old boy, got beaten to death.
God.
Yeah, there's a white kid, too, near LeBron James High School.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you had blacks come out and in a rage because of what happened to the kid. And once again, you don't hear shit from the news.
Right.
No.
I bet you that wouldn't happen if they had a fucking shooting club in that school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had a play water gun. He was going around. He got out the car to go tell the ones there on the court that he was just joking with him. Next thing you know, they jumped on him and killed him.
God.
You know, I'm gonna tell you.
A water gun.
Yeah, water guns. You got a picture of it in the news.
Yeah.
But, you know, people nowadays, these folks nowadays, there's something wrong with people nowadays.
Yeah.
It's just like that damn Nadler, what he said about gun. That man has a mental problem. I mean, y'all need to consider this. Anytime a person can read the Constitution and turn around and do everything that they possibly can to dismiss it, is something wrong with their minds.
Yeah.
They got a mental disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be, Donnie. What else could it be? I mean, it may not be the total contributing factor, but it makes up a whole lot.
Yeah.
They're
You've
all
got
drinking Klaus Schwab's Kool-Aid.
There's got to be something wrong with you that... You know, when we used to fight back when I was a kid, and I've been in a lot of fights back then, we didn't kick anybody when they were down. We didn't jump them, kick them, or anything else. Or when we knocked them down with your fist, you didn't kick them in the head. You let them get back up and continue fight or end the fight. Just, we're done. And that was it. But now, if you go down, you're liable to get your head caved in.
Hell, back
yeah.
in the day, Democrat and Republicans would work on behalf of the country. You know, they
yeah.
used to have these little disagreements this way and that way. But then you could rest assured you could sleep tonight if you had either one at the helm. But you can't do that today. You wake up tomorrow, you'd be stripped buck naked. With them damn
yeah.
Democrats and a lot of the Republicans too, they ain't worth a damn.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That one Republican that voted to impeach Donald Trump, what, three times he finally lost his primary. Well, what the heck would possess him to do that?
I don't know. I know a lot of people lost their.
A lot of them did.
Yeah. I think he only lost two that he went against. I think it was two.
And I tell you something else, that George Soros need to be put on notice.
Oh, man, don't you know?
He needs to be put on notice.
How is he still alive, man? How is he still alive?
Him and anyone else that do what he's been accused of, claim of doing, need to be put on notice. Interfering not only with elections, well, hell, then he's emboldening these damn rioters, getting them out of jail,
Else,
you know, I had one. I had a nephew who was telling me about a friend of him that they was paying him to collect signatures for a petition. But then he got to talking about when they gonna have a riot. Hell, he can sign up and get a bus ticket to attend the ride, get hotel and accommodations, and participate in the ride. They get locked out, locked up. They get bailed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bunch of bull crap right
That's
there,
man. That's a
bunch
of bull for real.
So now they starting on riots. What's the next thing? Insurgencies? Arming
yeah.
them?
I don't know, Bianchi. I have no idea. It's I don't know. But I tell you what, until I think it has a lot to do with, of course, Soros said the other day, by the way, Soros said he's not going to stop doing what he's been doing at all.
And that's the time somebody should have put his ass on notice.
Yeah.
You cannot sit back and let these folks intimidate you like that. And they ain't really intimidating. They are doing what they say they're going to do. You got to put their butts on notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other case in time, you would be talking that wolf talking, selling those wolf tickets. Hell, let's sell Soros some wolf tickets.
Well, anybody that gets banned from his own, from the country that he was born in, I mean, you ought to take a look at this guy.
Living
in your country, you better take a look at this guy. But, you know, he gives all this money to the Democrats, and that's where it stays. We ain't going to do nothing. As long as they give money. And you don't hear Mitch McConnell come out and say anything.
Mitch McConnell is about like old douchebag, man.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
And then you got these foreigners buying up all this farmland. I hear it. I ain't worried. You know, when the Japanese was buying up all those downtown properties in New York, and something happened, they lost their ass. Same thing needs to be done about this farmland. Foreigners can't be owning that type of resource in your country because, hell, now you're talking about a national security issue. Look what China is doing with the damn hog farms that they own.
Yeah.
That's right.
When they bring it out that China was involved in the fraudulent election, it's considered an act of war. We can seize all their assets. So let them buy it all. Let them buy it all. We're just going to seize it right back.
Yeah, and what about all the cyber hacking? It's like everybody's forgotten about the solar winds. Solar winds hacking.
What do you say, Donnie?
Daniel, don't be naive to think the United States is going to do anything and take their property back. Don't think that. These damn rhinos, it ain't going to happen.
The state should take the damn property.
Yeah.
The hell with the federal government, they ain't going to never do right. The state should take the property back. You can't own land like that over in China.
No.
Ooh, you got to get you don't even own the land. In China, since the Communist Party, the government owns the land. The only thing you can buy is buildings on top of it. And if you're a foreigner, they have all kinds of restrictions. It is completely crazy how we're allowing Chinese to purchase farmland and other properties. And, they got their mitts. They want their mitts on our fresh water. China is one of the biggest exporters of our fresh water. Because they have a huge fresh water crisis there. It's so
fucking
polluted.
That's probably what happened to Lake Mead. You know it?
That could be.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they got their eyes on properties. They would love to get their hands on properties around our Great Lakes and be able to suck all that shit up and ship it out.
They showed big old tankers out there just loaded with water going back to China.
Huh.
out of the Great Lakes.
God.
You know, funny thing, yep. There in Lake Mead, they started to find skeletons and everything else as the water level started dropping. You might find Jimmy Hoffa out there. You never know.
They did find some bodies, they said. Two bodies, I think, last I heard.
Oh, Lord.
And something in a drum. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're scared to open it.
What happened to the Hoover Dam here about a week ago? I just remember hearing something.
Electrical.
Water. The water got too low. They had to readjust.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Mead Lake supplies the turbines turbines, basically. They supply it. It's running low. That's not the only lake that's running low. There's quite a few other ones out there that's running low.
Well, shit, they need to tap into St. Louis. They had rain in here in St.
Nah,
Louis.
There ain't no shit tap into nothing. There ain't nothing to tap into out there.
St. Louis was, the sewers was spouting water up like a damn geyser. Out of up goes the sewer lid, a manhole cover, and here comes the water. Cars was flooded. Highway was shut down, flooded.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. People on roofs.
Yeah.
Of the houses.
Damn. It's some kind of rain. We just got a rain today for the first time in a long time.
Fuck, rains come down through here, through Louisiana, about noon every day. You getting anything over there, Daniel?
Yeah, whatever y'all get, about a day later we get it. It rained today, so did.
Well, Cinnamon, you on your way?
Hi, everybody.
Hello,
hello.
Hey, Cinnamon.
How are you?
China's the one that... is releasing most of the invasive species into the Great Lakes. That's where the zebra mussels came from.
Yeah.
Because they're not supposed to discharge their ballast in the Great Lakes, and they do.
Well, what
and
the heck are they doing?
Where those Asian carps came from,
pooping species?
Yeah, the ballast is, to help keep the ship weighted the right
level.
Way, so they suck up the water in their area to keep the balance, and then they get into the Great Lakes so they can take extra water. They don't get rid of the ballast before they get into the Great Lakes, which is what they're supposed to do. They wait till they get in there, and then they discharge that ballast water into the Great Lakes and then suck up the regular water. So pretty soon, it's going to be their damn water anyway. They just keep doing it.
Huh. Yeah, I forgot how many thousands of gallons of water they take a day.
Good Lord.
And nobody knew about it.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah,
and
we didn't, the Michiganders didn't really know about it until the zebra mussels became a major problem. They were clogging everything. Municipalities. I mean, they spread like fast and overpopulated. And so then everybody's like, okay, where'd they come from? Oh, well, by the way, when China comes in and gets water from us, they release their ballast into the Great Lake illegally.
And
why don't China learn how to do desalination like Israel did?
I don't know why people aren't getting into that.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I just know we let them get away with everything, and we do nothing about it. We let them buy thousands of acres of our land, buildings.
See, that's to
we send them to. We let them go to our highest colleges in the country.
Yeah,
and
you can't even afford to go to.
Not there. And they're not there to learn, believe me.
No, they're doing espionage.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're, and there's, okay, a lot of Chinese people will pay, middle class especially, will pay and get the woman over here to give birth here. They have, they're called birthing houses. And what there is just like a big three-bedroom apartment, and there's like 7 people or 8 people, up to 10 people. And they're all Chinese, and they want to have their child on American soil. So that child has got the American citizenship, so that child can come here to college. They don't want it. They're not anchor babies. They don't want to come here and live. They want that child
want
to come back
option.
And get all the advantages.
They want the option. In case something happens, they can, we can't keep them out. And that was a big deal during Obama first term that started coming out in the news about all these Chinese coming over here having babies.
But well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. That law shouldn't apply in that way, the 14th Amendment, because those women... mothers are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. So how in the hell the baby going to be a citizen?
You're exactly right.
It's our stupid freaking laws.
They don't come over here. They come over here on a visa. So they come over with like, I think it's just like the vacation visa. But it's like a 6 week, I think it's 6 weeks or 6 months. Visa that they come here with. So I think because they got the visa that is why they can register.
Yeah, but they still not under the jurisdiction of the United States. Their domicile is in China. So that child should be where the mama's domicile is. 14th Amendment shouldn't apply to them when it comes down to being born in a state and you're a citizen of the United States. That's a bunch of bull crap.
That came out
of the Dred Scott decision.
Yeah, that's the only reason nobody's really screaming and pounding their chest about it is because they're not bringing the families back. They're just waiting until the kids can go to college, and then they send the kid to college.
In the meantime, your child coming from Indiana trying to go to Texas, they got to pay out-state tuition, which is double.
Times, or double, yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful. So that's why come I say we need to go ahead and divide these states. Hell, damn, things just jacked up. There needs to be a division. It's going to be a division, a big all-out fist fight.
I agree.
You know, I am right there with you. Like, I will move. I will fucking move. If Eastern Oregon, Eastern Washington, and Northern California goes into that, like, Greater Idaho pact and becomes, like, its own state, I will fucking move if they do that. I will gladly do that. Like, if all I got to do is move to Eastern Oregon and I can have more freedom, then I'll absolutely do it. I'm right there with you. I just think that we are so tired of it. Eastern Oregonians, Eastern Washingtonians, Northern Californians are so sick of being dictated by the major cities like, you know, Portland, Seattle, you know, San Jose, San Francisco. We are so sick of being ruled by them. So fucking sick of it that it really should. We should have a new state that, you know, that just solves the problem. Put it that way.
Yeah, there's no need trying to talk logically with these folks. I heard somebody talking about comparing the U.S. Constitution with an automatic and a stick shift transmission car.
How does that even... I don't get it.
It's saying in the old days... Wait a minute. They're saying that in the old days, they didn't have automatic transmission. They had stick shift. Now we're in new times. We got automatic transmission. So the same sort of logic should apply to the Constitution. It needs to be changed.
Yeah, they say it. They say it's a living document.
Well, then amend it. You know, if your shit is so good, then guess what? You will get the majority, the vast majority of the states, the 2/3 majority of the states required to approve an amendment. If that's what really needs to happen.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of our Constitution. If your idea is that fucking good, you know, then you'll get 2/3 majority enough to pass an amendment.
It definitely isn't a living agreement, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
your
it
muffled
is
that.
Conservative.
What's that?
You're muffled.
I am?
Yeah.
You better.
Just me.
He's better now.
Okay.
He's okay. Yeah, Lord, but heck, you can't find 10 people that can speak their mind like you do, Harley.
When
that's
I do
problem.
Speak up, sometimes I'm quiet, but then, like, you know, one of you guys will say something, and then I'll be like, okay, time for me to be on my 2-minute roll, you know?
Yeah.
That's the new Democratic thing, is if the Republicans get the majority, they're going to throw out the Constitution and rewrite it.
Yeah, we're going to be warring then.
Oh, yeah, expand the court. The Supreme Court is totally horrible. We need to add more Democrat judges in order to fix it. It's like we've been doing okay this long, you know. What's adding more judges going to do? You know, they're going to be deadlocked making decisions. You know, it's like, should we add more congressional representatives? Should we add more senators, too?
People
I mean,
think
with that,
that
logic,
Supreme,
should
people think the Supreme Court make laws. And you know, we argue, we don't argue, we talk about this all the time. It's a choir preaching to the choir. But you sit back, dial in and listen to a show. Don't ask. Don't try to push one or nothing. Just listen. Tune in and listen. And you hear the things that these people be saying. You say, where in the hell do they get all this stuff from?
No.
What school did they go to?
It almost doesn't matter what school, if it's a public school. You know, the public school system is like fucking McDonald's now. It doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter what state you're in, you're in a public
you're right.
school. You got a one size fits all. It's all the same no matter what.
Gentlemen, where are you at right now?
What?
Where are you at?
You're muffled again.
Yeah, I'm muffled pretty good. I'm at the corner of Grambling and Seymour.
He's close. Otis is doing crazy.
You told him too early.
I listen to it. It's all right, Eddie.
Sounds like somebody's smothering you with a pillow.
No, no, it's my phone.
Oh, it's your phone.
Yeah.
Try it this way. Take
much
it off the speaker.
Much better. Keep talking.
I don't want to.
Well, too bad.
But you know you can do so.
No, that sounds better now, which is weird because usually speaker sounds worse than regular.
No.
All right, I'll be right back, guys.
Where are you going?
All righty, Aphrodite.
Well,
that's what I say to the women when they're like, okay, I'll be right back. I'll be like, all righty, Aphrodite.
You've been smoking again, haven't you? Go ahead and tell us.
No, not yet.
You can tell us.
I have not. I haven't.
You're in Oregon. You can get away with it.
I've had two beers, but I haven't smoked any pot yet.
Yes, I know there was something impairing your vision.
Donnie, what the heck's
wrong
with you?
I call women Aphrodite, women that I like,
Aphrodite.
Strong, powerful women that are patriots. I call them Aphrodite. They're goddesses. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've heard that name
nothing
before.
Wrong. Yeah, I think I had sex with one. Think she was Aphrodite.
You talking about a hermaphrodite?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, those are the only true ones that can actually pick their gender. If you're born with both parts, if you're one of those rare genetic mutations where you have
one.
Both parts, you can legitimately pick your gender.
Yeah, but the one appendage don't function though. It's just an appendage. You know,
well,
you can pee on your foot and piss in the air at the same time.
Oh, man.
That'd be a neat trick.
Yeah, go to the bar. I bet
go
you that I can do
pissing in the
this.
Wind.
Talk about a golden shower.
You ain't lying. Drown. Damn.
Donnie, what's
I
going on with Ford?
I can safely say
Motor
I
Company?
Only have female parts.
Yeah.
Well, you can call me a transphobe all you want.
Hold on.
What is going on with Ford Motor Company, man? They've put out these cars with these crazy transmission, like that manual automatic combination, like on the Ford Fiestas. My grandson's got one of those, and he had problems. And we go to the Ford dealer, and the lady say, we don't have no technicians that can work on these. And I didn't
really
think that, but I'm beginning to think, you mean to tell me that the dealership don't have, oh, even Amco, of course they don't, and they said take it to the Ford dealer.
Yeah,
they have to be programmed.
Shit, you better be able to fix the shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
a year before they come out with something crazy like that, they send all their repairmen to school. And you learn all about this stuff, and apparently
that's what I thought too.
Yeah,
that one unit they said that they like 50,000 back order. Hell, I went on Amazon, got it in about 4 days.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
50,000 backlog in about 6 months before they get parts. But it has to be programmed.
Yeah, I used to work overtime in the body shop and put out fenders and doors and weld them together, and it would go to our parts department and did that all every day for about a month, and then you're good for 6 months and you do it again so they don't run out. People get in wrecks, and we did the hoods and all kinds of stuff.
Hey, did any of y'all check y'all's Facebook? I sent a message to, I know, Lori Ann, Donnie, and Bianchi.
I ain't been on there in a day. I tried to stay
the
off
link,
that thing.
I sent the link to the prison board.
I'll take a look at it. I thought she was going to send something about the UFOs, man.
I ain't got nothing new.
You and my mama. You and your mama is my favorite go-to.
I go to the link and it says content unavailable, so it must have privacy settings or something.
Yeah, keep going down to the where it says TikTok. It just says TikTok. It's a, and then you just hit play. It's right below that. You hit play on that TikTok, and it'll show you.
I just get attachment unavailable. It doesn't, the link doesn't open anything up for me.
Yeah, I'm not getting nothing either. It won't even bring that up.
That's it, artificial intelligence. It won't, it latch on to Daniel and won't let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
I will break
attachment loose. Attachment unavailable.
It's the fucking Chinese, man. If it's a TikTok.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And you know what? I just looked at the calendar and I just realized September 11th is on a Sunday. So I'm going to have to reach out and get like a really fucking good guest for that show. Maybe Richard Gage again, or I'll reach out to him to point me to some other good guests that he thinks would be good for me to have on.
Well, what's September 11th?
9/11.
September 11th? 9/11?
Oh,
oh. 21st anniversary? Falls on
Sunday.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Like him a show.
I'm getting tired of 9/11. I'm getting tired of that, to be honest with you.
9/11 truth?
All these people.
Well, on the anniversary.
That's
the whole reason why I started my show when I did. That when I started my show, the first one was September 5th, and I dedicated the whole month to devoted to 9/11 truth.
Yeah.
And then I had Richard Gage on as my guest as like the grand finale. He was actually my first scheduled guest.
Yeah.
Richard Gage is the founder of the 9/11 Architects and Engineer for Truth and stuff. And so if I can't get him on, I'll have to ask him to point me to some good guests that he's had on, because I would love that, you know, because I'm always like I'm totally a 9/11 truther.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am too.
Have been ever since.
Yeah. I don't believe it happened the way it happened.
No, sir.
Oh, hell no. So, yeah, I got to try to get on it and line up guests for September on Sundays. Get on that shit. Because I'm sure they're going to be in demand, you know. And Richard Gage is busy with his own thing now, but he might come back on. And he actually lives not, like, he probably lives within, like, 10 miles of my nephew in Idaho. Yeah, so it's one of those things, like, if I go to visit my nephew in Idaho, I definitely want to meet Richard Gage face-to-face.
Hello? It got quiet.
Boy, it was me that shut everybody up this time.
Now, here we are. We got Pearl Harbor and the parents that lost their kids in Pearl Harbor got a little stipend, and the mothers lost their husbands, or the husbands lost their wives in 9/11. Got almost $1 million. Some got over $1 million. I just think I'm just tired of hearing about it.
Yeah.
I feel terrible about what happened there, but ringing a bell, telling everybody, you know, naming the names that died that day.
Well, let me tell you this. What they say happened didn't happen according to. There's more to that. That's the biggest slap in the face in the United States by the Americans themselves in those positions.
Bianchi, I agree with you 100%.
That damn
I don't know
Cheney
what happened. I don't know exactly what happened. But it didn't happen. Those buildings didn't fall because of those damn airplanes.
Hell no, they didn't. You know, I put buildings up like that all my damn life. That stuff did not happen like that.
Well, they interviewed the owner, he was in Chicago. He lives in Chicago. And he came out and said, you know, they were interviewing him, and they came out and said, well, he gets, I forgot how many millions of dollars because of that, one of the buildings.
Building number seven, that fine Goldstein or whoever the hell it is, they write the name
yeah.
to something right there.
Mm-hmm. And you got the firemen and policemen running back because they're hearing explosions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man that was at the bottom in the, he was a maintenance man. And he's underneath, you know, all the
They
the
was
lobby.
Trying to tear it down from the bottom. That ain't going to never happen that way. The way they done it is the way it went. But whoever was involved in it, man, if you see, but by the time you find out who they are, it'll be 100 years. They'd be dead and gone.
All right.
That's involved in that. Records
You're
sealed.
Right.
Stuff blotted out. Blacking out when you read it.
Mm-hmm. Just like the Kennedy assassination. Sure, we'll release a lot of these documents, and they're all blocked out. After all these years, you think we'd...
That's got to be the CIA.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. And I think everybody was in on it. But they only knew parts of it.
Somebody's
That's
getting paid. That money is going to Ukraine and working its way back around to the back door like a boomerang. And falling off somebody's damn pockets.
You damn right it is. Oh, boy. I like, yeah, that's what Glenn Beck said tonight, today at CPAC. He said, when we give money like we gave money to Ukraine, we should take send an accountant with that money so they can follow that money wherever it goes to make sure it gets to the right place.
Yeah, and hell,
right.
The IRS has got ways to do that. They can tell your bank accounts when they get anything over $10,000 that's a deposit to it, especially
mm-hmm.
if it's coming from outside the United States, following those SWIFT codes.
Well, they're going to hire 83,000 more IRS agents.
They're going to be doing. They're going to be harassing you and me.
Yep, exactly. Small
and they
business. Want to
go after people with cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. Boy, they want that bad, Bianchi. Ooh, they're
mm-hmm.
just staying
oh,
up
oh,
night.
And get this. You know who they're going to be targeting? 80% of who they're going to be targeting are small business owners. They're going to target small business
say?
Owners to pull every fucking cent out of them that they can.
So what
80%.
Little they got.
Exactly. As if they're, I mean, they're just barely recovering from all the pandemic bullshit, you know, and now between the IRS agents and this inflation reduction bill, the taxes are going to go up on them, and they're going to target the small businesses to soak them dry for their big corporate friends.
Yep. Exactly what's going to happen.
So pisses me off. And it's like nobody, like all these fucking Biden people, oh, yay, he's bringing down the gas prices. So, you know, well, yeah, he's doing what he can for the inflation. You know, and everybody's forgetting,
down.
Like, wasn't
yeah,
he
yeah.
the one that promised that he was not going to raise taxes on the poor middle class? And that's exactly what this inflation fucking bill does. It
yep.
targets them more than anybody. It's such a farce.
The name of the bill is never what it really does.
Yeah.
yeah, it's always the opposite.
Pretty
the devil is always in the details.
Let's spend $430 billion to reduce inflation, but we don't really have the money. So we're going to have to print that. The Federal Reserve printed up out of fucking nowhere to help curb inflation, you know. Keep doing what's causing the inflation over and over again, and people are stupid enough to fall for it.
Yeah. People haven't gotten any sense.
You got to remember these people's names, too, because if things do break off, they need to find them and bring them to a civil court where Daniel's the judge.
You got that right.
Laura is the prosecutor.
I don't like it.
I mean, what are they saying about
you? Kiana is a special witness.
Yeah. Yep. What are they saying about the job market? They're saying at first we, you know, because of the fast food restaurants and, I mean, there's hiring signs everywhere, but they're saying they're going to start laying off people. What are they talking about? Can anybody help me with that?
I don't know, Danny. I really don't.
How you
going to
lay off
thing.
Folks when you got a hiring sign out front?
Hell, they don't cut down portions so much. You go to McDonald's and order $40 worth of food, pick your bag up, you damn near tear your rotator cuff. It's so light.
Yeah, you're right about that. A chicken nugget's a chicken fingernail now.
Yeah. That's damn near anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, even ordering a pizza, you know, you spend $1.50 for a topping and you get like a third of what you used to get, you know?
Yep. But I just don't see what industry they're talking about layoffs. Maybe the automotive industry, I don't know. It's real big in the South, you know. We have a lot
they
of...
Yeah, they just built some new...
Right.
Somebody built one there in Alabama, didn't they? Nissan
they
or
sure
somebody
did.
Like that?
Yep, yep. Mazda, Toyota built one. Nissan may have, I don't know. We have several.
And some of them, I was looking on the internet because you don't look in the paper no more. The prices of some trucks, man, they got trucks that cost $80,000. Who in the hell is buying that?
God,
$60,000, $70,000, $80,000 for a pickup truck. Holy cow! I had to pull my calculator out and figure that one out.
I mean, what is this, lifetime road service? It better be.
Hell, that's $26,000 a year. If you do it 36 months, that's $2,222 a month. Truck payment. So I guess
good
they're
Lord.
Financing them bad boys out for what, 5 years, 10 years? That's $16,000 a year. Still
God
over $1,000 a month. How in the heck somebody pay over $1,000? Donnie, how does somebody pay over $1,000 a month for a car payment?
I don't know.
I've
I don't know.
That
and,
too.
And do it for 6 years.
Good Lord.
No, I don't know. Freaking house payment.
I had a big argument with my grandson here the other day. He wants to buy. I say, no, you ain't buying no damn new nothing. You get you a house first.
Yeah.
Don't be buying no cars.
Uh-huh.
Buy
damn
you a
cars
house.
Cars cost so much.
Yeah.
Half a house when you buy a new car. A good one.
Then you got to pay insurance on it out the gazoo.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, Mom
yeah, he's a young man, too.
Then you get something nice, some idiot's going to be trying to carjack you.
Yep. Yep.
Is this something all the damn problems we got to worry about today?
Mm-hmm. And how simple they could just go away.
Yeah. We didn't
I
have
mean,
to
really,
worry about all that mess back then.
Just common sense. It could just go
I don't
away.
Think, I just don't think it's going to change until we start putting the people that should be in prison, and I think things would start falling into place.
I mean, who appoints all these, like, district federal judges and stuff like that? Is it the president? I mean, how?
Well, the district and the federal, yeah, they do, but you got your stuff goes to your local and state before you ever get to federal.
Yeah.
Generally, what you're going to be running into. But some of those guys, them judges ain't worth a damn. I mean, they just totally disregard your rights, like the thing that's going on with
mm-hmm.
Alex Jones. I never follow him that much. Well, hell, when you tell a defendant that they can't use certain phrases in their testimony, what the
yeah.
hell is that about?
Where does it say that in the law books at? Come on.
It's a liberal law book.
Yeah.
I mean, this case screams for a mistrial. It
oh,
screams.
Yes, it does. You're absolutely
Man.
Right, Donnie. That lies the miscarriage of justice right there.
Yeah.
Look at the money that's wasted.
Yep, and they should throw that judge right off the bench. She doesn't need to be a damn judge.
There's a lot of them out there like that, too.
Boy, isn't that
the truth? That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Even the
judges.
Ones that Bush appointed. It's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They were all globalist, you know.
And just like this damn January the 5th, them people on that committee don't have no damn authority. All they're doing, this is nothing more than a big showcase.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you got somebody that's walking in there with a gun. Now, that's a different thing. But how many is that? About a half a dozen? That's even that many. The rest of those people just being held and carried through the stuff that they're going through. Got suicides from people who just can't take it no more in that type of confinement.
Right.
That committee don't have no... It's just a big show. That's all it is.
That's it.
Yeah.
When you don't have any rebuttal. You don't have anybody rebutting any of this crap.
Yeah, where's all the help at, you know? I mean, seriously.
I don't know, buddy.
As much conservative money is floating around, just like liberal money, where's all the damn help at, man? Get these people out of these D.C. jails, man.
Them people
yeah,
need
man,
to have reparation. Every last one of them need to get about $10 million. They'll mess their lives up. They do occupation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's pitiful. It's pitiful.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's throwing. He's getting worse than Joe. Telling us that our conversation is dull.
I ain't never seen a dull one. I don't know.
Yeah, he's starting to snort a little bit.
But I ain't going to stay on here longer. Now, what time is it? 10:58? Your Cinderella hour is just about here. Yeah.
Yeah, my chariot awaits me. I'm going to bed. Good night, all.
Take
Good
care
night,
of yourself,
Frank.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you for snoring.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Anytime, fellas.
There you go. See you, buddy.
See you later.
Where's Gina? I ain't heard from her in about over a month. And agents.
They're putting up another hoop thing for their vegetables. Yeah, for their vegetables. And she I tell you what, Jean's a worker. She works her ass off. So does Scott. And they're getting everything ready for him to retire.
Good deal.
Yeah, and Adrian's working hard on our friend running for president of the UAW, and she's on his committee. So she's working hard for him.
Mm-hmm. So what are y'all doing? I'm joking.
Same
thing I'm
here.
Doing. Sitting here talking.
Do the UAW show and give him support. That's all I can do.
I know that's right.
Yeah. And Lori Ann's got her show tomorrow. Go ahead, Bianca.
Things so lousy today. On the UAW, you can't look forward to things like at least you could 20 years ago.
Oh, no, no.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Nope.
They just have no strength in the South. What happened? States giving these companies money to come in and not be union or something? I mean, how does it work?
Well, listen, hold on. Hold up the boat. I don't blame anybody from the South. We used to have people from the Volkswagen plant call in from Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking to us about, you know, they had a vote coming up to join the UAW or not. And they said, after looking at everything, they're not gonna join. They're gonna vote no, because UAW is giving back everything they ever got. And that's true.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
So your leaders been bought out too?
Yeah. Well, 16 of them. I don't know if all of them went to prison, but they got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and I know a lot of them got prison sentences, and that's still going on right now.
God.
So I don't blame anybody for not wanting to be in the UAW, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but the way these automotive companies down here are working it, they'll work you after your first weekend there. You'll work every weekend for 6 months, you know.
Yeah.
10-hour shifts every day during the week, and then they'll put you on Saturday and Sunday. You can never plan nothing. You work to the bone. I mean.
Well, I tell you, Daniel, even if you had the union, that's not good. That wouldn't change.
You're right about that. Yeah, you are. Yes, you're right. Ain't no promise anyway.
In an assembly plant where I work, we make more money than parts people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, quite a bit of more money. And, because, you know, everybody does hard work. I'm not saying parts people didn't have, you know. But on an assembly line, boy, whoo, baby. I worked in a parts plant. I worked for Delphi.
Mm-hmm.
I made more money than I ever made at General Motors.
Mm-hmm.
I never went home tired. They called me up at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and asked me to come in to run 50 parts, which would take me about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll be right there. I had to drive to Saginaw, which is about an hour away, and go in, punch in, and 15 minutes later I'm done. And they said, well, go home. We're going to pay you for 8 hours.
That's what I was going to say.
That was the deal.
Yeah. Good deal.
That was their deal to me. So it's just stupid how they went, you know, I could see why they went broke.
Yeah.
I could see the waste. So just the plain waste.
Yeah.
Well, Donnie, I'm getting ready to get out of here.
All right, sir.
I'll see you
tomorrow or talk to you tomorrow night. You sound a hell of a lot better, Pianchi, than you did in the last couple of weeks. I'm glad of that. I've been worried
about
you.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I read about Santa's kicking that damn prosecutor, it made me feel a lot better.
There you go. I got all fired up, too. Okay, buddy.
I'll see you.
See you, Pianchi.
Okay. Good night, Pianchi. Hey, I want to talk to Pianchi. And that's who you should have on, Lorianne, is Pianchi. And interview him about...
Yeah, but he calls in regular.
Well, interview him. Interview him. Because he knows all about this 9/11 stuff. All about it. And that'd be nice. I really would love to hear that. And I've been... You know, I think he thinks I'm kidding around, but I'm not kidding. I would love to.
I know you're not.
Him.
Yeah, like you said, on the places he's been, you know, all the mystifying
stuff
he's seen.
Yeah,
I mean,
love that.
Man, I know it. Because, I mean, when he talks about going to Africa and seeing some of this stuff, he's just hitting the tip of the iceberg. You know he is.
In Egypt? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I like to pick his brain about that, too.
Yeah. Bianchi's been all over the place.
Yeah, I'll definitely have him call in, but I definitely want to get some good guests. As I said, I mean, especially, I would love to get one of the guests that Richard Gates had on, Barbara Harbinger. I'm probably screwing up her last name. But she really focused on the Pentagon. And I watched like a 3-hour thing that she did, just totally getting into detail about, you know, basically how the official story does not add up at all and the two most logical, you know, possibilities and stuff. So it's like she's super, super knowledgeable on Pentagon.
About
scenario.
About what, though? About what? I don't...
About the fucking lie that this
9/11?
Big, huge fucking plane hit the Pentagon on
9/11. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it was a hologram? Or she thinks it's a hologram?
Oh, it was a missile.
No, not a hologram. No, but it definitely was not a plane. It was not a hologram.
Okay.
And she talks a lot about what the possibilities actually are. Most likely a missile or a drone. A drone with a bomb attached would be more consistent with the hole that was produced in the Pentagon than a big, you know, 757 would be. And she talks about how in order for a 757 to actually hit the Pentagon in such a way to create
Pentagon.
The hole that it did, the wings of it would actually have to be like scraping on the ground, like no landing gear. The fuselages would have to be under the fucking surface of the ground. And the wings would basically have to be scraping through it in order to create the hole that it did.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Lear, I forgot his first name. His daddy is the one at Learjet. And this is his son. His son has got a certificate that he can fly anything that's in the air. That's how good this guy is. He said there's no damn way a plane that big went down that low without stalling. And no way did it hit the damn Pentagon that was a missile. Yeah, that's what he said. It wasn't a plane. He said, I'll tell you right now it wasn't a plane. I'll tell you until I'm blue in the face.
Well, watching the video, it looks just like a missile.
I can't tell anything. It looks kind of like a silvery, I don't know, a blur.
It could
but
be
it
a drone,
sure.
Sure.
What,
yeah,
it could be. Could be with a bomb attack.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be a hell
plane.
Of a bomb, though. No, that was no plane. It didn't. You know, all the cameras on the Pentagon, and you only got to see the one that was across the street. And it was so freaking choppy. Well, I want to see all of them on the building, the ones on the building, everything, because it would show that plane coming in, but they won't show you. There's a reason for that, because there wasn't one.
Well, actually, she does show footage from where there's some, like, equipment or something along the side of the Pentagon that got footage, and she does show that. And it even
equipment?
Concludes that there was no way, there's no way a 757 would only be visible from that angle, from the side of the Pentagon, that closely, and only, like, in the flash of an eye, like, two frames.
Exactly.
You know, it was just a flash. A 757 is going that low and striking into it, from the angle that the camera was at along the side of the building and where it was at, there's no way that it would be just a flash of the eye. I mean, you know, there was no plane there.
Well, Lear said in order for him to do this, the pilot had to be very skilled. According to everybody, they weren't skilled. And once he got it low, it was going to take out power lines. It was going to take out telephone poles, light poles, because those wings, the wingspan. And you think you wouldn't see it, a plane going over your car that low? Come on.
Well, you'd sure hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd hear it. You'd see it. But he said it wouldn't even make it to the Pentagon before it stalled. He said it just wouldn't be enough air. It would be done.
Yeah, and then she even states that she goes into the eyewitness account, including police officers that were nearby, like a police officer that was filling up his tank at a nearby gas station. Eyewitness after eyewitness after eyewitness describes the path as being completely different than what the official report says. But there's no way that even that the path that the official report says could be accurate.
Yeah.
I want to see the engines. I didn't see the engines.
Mm-hmm.
They don't disintegrate.
Uh-huh. No. Not those big Rolls-Royce engines.
Yeah, they're made out of some kind of alloy that does not